Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to take you into the field of battle. But there's another honor to be bestowed upon you. That is the answer that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered.
Defeat will not be in my creed.
I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will practice, go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body with my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let worry about him being kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out, not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Tony, Meatball, what's happening, man? What's going on?
Junior, what's the deal, man?
Man,
like, what's going on, Joe? Tom, what'd it be like, man?
Shit, the snow thawing out is looking better and better every day.
Man, shouts out to our sponsors, man, you know, Big Fred and, you know, Motor City Mafia. You know, my man June on the boards, you know, Tone, Red, Slouch. Man, we are live and un-motherfucking cut. And no snitching is always rule number one. And we're going to stress that.
We're going to
stress
boy.
No snitching. No snitching is not allowed.
Hey, man, I'm snitching.
Come on now.
That's at midnight now if you want to snitch.
Man, listen, that motherfucker still ain't paid me my money, man. I'm snitching that he ain't paid me my damn money.
It's probably a piece of ice or something. You want to slip anything? You okay?
Hold on. Who the hell just slipped on some
stupid,
mic?
Ignorant, yeah. Son of a bitch, dumb bastard. Jesus all right, Christ, I've some dumb bastards in my time, but you outdo them all. Get over there.
I ain't got my damn money yet, man. I'm snitching.
Where's my money? Where's
that? That goes out to who? Wait a minute. Who haven't paid your money yet?
Money, bitch. Huh?
Hey, man.
Bitch.
Wait a minute.
What? Where's my money, bitch? Oh, that's good. Where's my money? Where's my money, bitch? Bitch, where's my money?
Where's my money, bitch?
I ain't got my money from eliminating.
Break yourself, fool!
Chris Jarman ain't gave me my damn money. I know he got his tax money back. I ain't got, look, I ain't got nothing from the mailman.
Hey, Reg. What's the tax man got to do with your money? That ain't got nothing to do with you.
I'm sure Chris Jarman got some tax refund back.
Okay, and again, what's the tax money got to do with you? That ain't got nothing to because I get a refund. That don't mean you get
refund.
One. Shit.
He
okay.
got a tax refund. He could pay me my money back. I ain't got nothing from the mailman.
Which mailman you talking about?
The mailman. I ain't got no money from the mailman yet.
The mailman?
The postal service.
Yeah, the postal service.
I thought you were talking about Bub's grandfather.
No,
no,
not Bub,
no.
Man. I ain't got no money.
Here we go again.
No, not them.
Hey, man.
I ain't got nothing to do with that, man. Look. I ain't got nothing to do with that, dog. See, ain't no friend tonight,
so
it ain't me, right?
Hey,
this Reggie Harris, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Somewhere deep down in my heart.
I truly believe.
How can I talk and do that at the same time? I ain't got nothing to do with it.
I truly believe, Reg, that one day that man will be to see you.
But it ain't got nothing to do with me, man. Man, I don't know where Bub at. I don't know where Mr. Mailman at. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Oh, I wasn't speaking about them. I was speaking about that gentleman that still owes you. Sooner or later, he'll be the same, guaranteed, man.
They say all
good things come to those who wait. Now, how long you got to wait for them to tell you?
And I'm waiting like I'm waiting.
Well,
hey, I guarantee you this, it'll be later than so.
Yeah, you're right about that. Hey, Meatball.
Talk to me, Joe.
Come on in, brother. Let's get this rolling, man. You know, we got a lot of things going on. You know, some things people may like, some things they might not like, but the bottom line, like you said, we live, uncut, and unmotherfucking censored. So, I mean, let's get it going.
Let's get it going, goddammit. Tone. Is Tone still on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's going on, Tone, man? You know, a couple of questions I got to, you know, get at you with. Man, who's on your hit list? What is going on? Do you have any announcements to make? I don't want to put you on the spot like that. So if you feel like I'm putting you on the spot, man, please hang the phone up. And call back next week. We had a lot of drag. Real quick, you don't want Tone to hang the phone up because he won't call you till like the first Midwest Grudge National.
You know, Tone don't have, he got a tendency of not calling a motherfucker back. So you want to make sure you don't let Tone hang the phone up. That nigga will not call you back. Hey, man, last week I got kidnapped by Grudge Inc. You think that motherfucker came to save me? Hell no. Just FYI.
No, man. Sometimes being working, it's kind of hard for me to, you know, get away. But anyway, you know, we had some racing over the weekend. We got a special guest, a new member to Clocks Off / Motor City Mafia.
Wait a minute.
Also be the,
wait a minute.
we got a new inductee to the family. Hold on 1 second. I get her on the line.
Her.
Her.
Yeah, he did say her.
What the hell could this be?
See, you got to understand something. You got to understand something. When you're getting the family together, it ain't only the guys that know how to lay down the work and put some
meatball,
you know, got some muscle to them.
Talk to me, Tom.
I got Miss B on the phone with us. She's gonna give us the track facts from this weekend. She ran the shootout down there at Valdosta. Miss B, you with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Miss B, how'd it go down there?
Actually, yesterday it was a lot going on. We had some technical difficulties that happened, but we sustained. We got to start the Radio Versus the World. Fortunately, I didn't get to do my grill shootout, which that's what I do. I handle the grills guys, but during their last shakedown, Vic Lowe actually grills against Randy Jackson, go by T5 out of Georgia, and Low car broke on the line, so unfortunately he had to pay the punk out money. So that's the only grudge race I have for you guys for this weekend.
What about, I thought Junior from Regulated Racing, didn't he have a grudge race?
So my understanding is the only, when the track man came to me, which the regulator was actually a part of the shootout too, he went up against David Floyd. They had money in the air up on the line. As far as if they actually locked in money, they didn't say to me. But in that instance, they did. David Floyd actually won, but they both had the pedal fest. Now, I did have, if we would have got the first round off, Chris Sutton was actually grudging against Kip Broadus. But like I said, we didn't get, what we did first round was they did call out the extra grudge, and so those guys actually wanted to, but unfortunately they had to leave. We had to postpone the race until tomorrow because of the rain.
Okay. So they have a pretty good turnout down there?
Spectators out of the world, they was everywhere, but the racers, I know it had to be at least about 500 plus racers there. When they came out, they was ready, they had their guns and ready for anybody to move. I think Brian McGee actually broke the time for stock suspension. I actually heard because I was actually in the tower. I didn't see the run, but Ryan McGee, he did something unspeakable, so that's kind of, you know, I was happy about that because that's what some guys got on up for to actually break the record.
And what was the record?
I can't tell you the time that he ran, but I know it was before something on stop suspension. I don't want to give you the wrong information. I saw him briefly today when he was leaving.
He don't know when the 4:11.
It was a 4:11.
No, that was Kevin.
It was a 4-something. I want to say a number specifically because I don't know. I really can't tell you. But all I know is when he did it, they announced that he broke the record for stop suspension in his class.
And he's on a 2:75 or a 3:15.
I think he was on 2:75.
What was this guy's power adder?
I couldn't tell you. When I deal with those guys in those classes, because I know them and I don't deal with them at the track, it'd be so much going on. They post their time up, you know, on the paper and they actually look. That's the time when I hear about those guys. Because I actually hear right then and there, but no, I don't take a look. see where they placing and what they're doing, because I know they did buyback on 275. So, like I said, because we only did one round, you know.
Right. Miss B, I have a quick question for you. I don't want to interrupt you, but I have a question. Now that was it a case where the grudge racers were scared of the one car which was taken out of the class?
You're referring to Danny Sanders. You're referring to Danny Sanders?
Yeah. Was it was the reason he was taken out of the class because the grudge racers were afraid of him?
The reason he was taken out of the class because the grudge was actually no time shown. And so out of respect of all the other racers, his time was shown.
Okay, now I'm asking these questions. I'm asking these questions. I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but you know, as it was stated on the live feed they had, and as it was written on the window of his car, you know, it was said as if not they didn't acknowledge that it was the fact that he lit up the board, but that the NOET guys were afraid of him.
Well, I'm going to put it like this, in my opinion. You don't have to put me on the spot. If I was a part of that shootout and if I had a grudge card and my grudge card is for grudge, out of all honesty, no, I wouldn't line up beside him. I wouldn't necessarily say that I'd be scared that I couldn't beat him. It'd just be if I know it's a grudge card and if I really want to keep my time in secrecy, I'm not going to run it. Run side by side this guy. So if they were scared, I would tell you to ask each racer that participated. Mm-hmm. Now, they'll be able to tell you if they were scared. I can't tell you if they were scared or not. I just know what their opinions and their thoughts were. And the opinion and thoughts never came to me. And for them being, the thing was where they protecting their time. So it was actually 16 guys in that field minus him. You can ask those guys.
Okay. No.
The reason
why I ask that is because for those who have the misconception that it was that the grudge racers were afraid of him, whether they could run with him or not, that's irrelevant. You know. But
if he wouldn't have shown his time, he would have drawn with them, and he would have had to line up beside one of those guys. If
that's
he
correct.
Had shown his time. The name of the shootout was No Time Shown. That's the name of the grudge shootout. So, therefore, if he hadn't posted his time, or if anybody, for that matter, whoever posted his time on the Internet, if they wouldn't have done that and the racers wouldn't have known or saw it, he would have had to draw out of my lineup just like the rest of the guys, and he would have been on my list to actually run.
Okay, so it wasn't that he was singled out for any other reason but that. You know, the reason why I'm asking is for those that don't know, you can get clarification. Being that you were running the show, what was the true reason for him being bumped out of the class?
The true reason was that every other person that was participating knew what he could possibly run if they sat beside him, because no car can probably run the same time each time. You never know what these cars are going to do. But for that prospect, they know he ran this time. So therefore, you showed your time. I don't want to run with you. That's basically, you know, how it was. He showed his time. But like I said, if he had never, if that time hadn't been posted, he would have been in my shootout. So, therefore, they would have had to run him, regardless. Whoever draws him out,
right,
they had to run him.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted for you to clarify, you know, so for those that don't really know what was going on, I mean, you have first-hand knowledge.
Hey, Junior.
No. Yes, sir. What's that? Who we got here, man?
This is Chucky. I wanted to thank Ms. B. She did an awesome job down there. She's really for the racers. I wanted to thank her for all her effort she goes above and beyond. A lot of people don't see, but I was going to give you the skinny on what really happened on why that happened.
Brian, what's going on, Brian?
Come on in.
What's up, fellas? I definitely wanted to tell you this after
going
to that. After going to something like that, it makes you greatly appreciate the events Lil Tony puts on. Not that I wasn't appreciative before, but you see stuff in different light. But the whole scenario and what happened there was it wasn't Danny Sanders. That's the same man. It was David Peterson. And what happened was last year the grudge rules were for the no boost for the nitrous guys. It was you were able to double enter, which meant a guy can go run X275 and he can run the grudge. But in the turbo class last year, there was no double entry. So Duck took it upon himself to combine the two classes, and now there was no double entry. Because a lot of us, we don't have a problem racing class cars, but what we do have a problem with is racing a car who posts the time up an hour before and then races us. And what stinks about the situation is the gentleman that who ran the 420 whatever, he doesn't even have a Facebook. He didn't post his time. The big discrepancy about everything was Duck X Productions posted it. That's like Lil Tony going having an event there and Lil Tony posting someone's time. It, you know what I'm saying? It's not right. Regardless of how fast he was or how slow he was, they're not going to – if a car came in there in X275 and ran 6 seconds, which is slow as hell, but was 300 pounds underweight, I guarantee you all the other drivers would bitch about him being light. The fact was is Duck X made the rules and then broke them. He told us – I traveled 16 hours. He told us that this was a no double entry, so there would be no times posted, and then posted the guy's time. But they also did the right thing by saying that he is out. So they made a mistake. People made mistakes, and he stood by it, and he took care of it, and he took the guy out. But it is what it is at the end of the day.
Hey, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is me, bro. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hanging on. Hey, how do you like it, man? Would you ever, because I was reading all on his Facebook and all that, and I was getting like some thumbs up, but I also was getting a lot of thumbs down about how this weekend went, man. You know how the grudge racers was put last, and you know
I wouldn't go back. It's a phenomenal race to be a spectator at, but it's a terrible one to be at least a grudge racer, in my opinion. I had some instances, some things came up, and I couldn't get there Wednesday like I wanted to. But, you know, I have a brand new car, and I'm down there trying to get it tested. And it's one thing to take your car to an event and knowing you're going to make some passes and make some test passes. But it's another thing when you got a brand new car like many of us did, and you go down there and you know that you got to try to put something in it to go down the track. Because if you fuck up, you're not getting another hit till the next day. You get one hit the day. That's it.
I heard some people said they were down there for, like, ever since Wednesday and only got like four hits.
Yeah.
Test hits.
But everyone got one hit. They didn't play favors and let, you know, a certain class get more than one. There was just so many damn cars there. It was equal. Everyone only got one hit. It was just such a large event. The only thing that I was very, very pissed at was Saturday night, they have the previous day on Friday, it rained in the morning, so we got a late start. Then they shut it down at 10 o'clock because that's their curfew. Well, come Saturday, they have a 12 o'clock curfew, and around 10:30, they made an announcement, and they said, I want everyone to thank Duck for paying the curfew. We're going to go ahead and run everyone first-round eliminations. And the grudge guys were all drawn, and we were set to go around 11:30. And then at 11:45, they call it a night and pack up and shut everything down and tell us we got to come back tomorrow. So they an hour before said they paid the curfew and that we were all going to get going. So we're all getting our cars ready and keeping everything up on it. Only 15 minutes before they tell us, oh, no, we're done. We're not going now. So they said they paid the curfew and then backed up and shut down before the curfew. Everyone always says that these grudge events that we got are so unorganized and this class racing is all this. Fuck that. They ain't shit organized about that. I'll tell you that.
Right.
Well,
you know what?
This ain't coming from someone else's mouth. I was there.
Oh, hold on. One at a time.
You're right. It was.
Go ahead, Ms. B.
There was no favoritism between Clash and Grudge. It was just the event was so big, everyone only got one hit, you know. X275 got the same amount of hits that we got. It was just very large. But I wanted to give a shout-out to Junior and all those regulator guys for busting ass and getting down there. I want to give a shout-out to Kip and Chad for, you know, everyone that busted ass to get down there. It wasn't easy for any of us. And, you know, it is what it is until the next one.
Absolutely, well, right. I know you, yeah, I didn't explain it was David Pearson. But what I wanted to say was, Brian, I need you to understand, like, when we made a decision that he couldn't understood, he actually decided to move himself. So, because he said...
Well, it wouldn't have mattered, because if he wasn't going to move himself, no one else was going. You know?
Yes.
You can't have a no-time event and then... Step a rule where there's
right.
No double entry.
So this is what I'm
and then...
saying. What I'm saying is he understood. What I'm saying is he understood. He understood that he made a mistake by actually doing that. So that's why
but
it was easy.
I think that's a bunch
know,
of crap,
knows.
Though. I think he's playing a nice guy front. He showed that time on purpose. He knew that ticket was getting out on Facebook. The man sat there in a group of grudge racers and kissed everyone's ass. And said, hey, man, guys, I understand. And then he has the balls to go put Too Fast for No ET on the side of his car. That's
Thank
what
you.
We call fake.
Thank you.
Right, and
he,
I understand
he,
that.
Someone, he gave that ticket to someone. He knew what that ticket was going to do. And then he had a little loophole. Well, I didn't post it. I'm not at fault. Someone else posted it. And, you know, hey, he played the game. Play on, player. He did what he did.
Well, yeah,
but
what
he,
I'm
he,
saying
he,
is
he had a hidden agenda. Yeah.
What I'm saying is,
well,
Miss
D, you did everything right.
Race.
I got no problems with you.
Yeah. But see, I had to investigate first, you know, even though you guys came to me and y'all actually told me that I had
yeah.
to do an investigation. Like I said, we had to actually discuss it. And see, one thing that I like to do is work it out for all races. So what I'm saying is we actually talked and we came to a mutual agreement. I just wanted to be understood that he wasn't, you know, like, thrown out. It was just that we came together and he understood why he couldn't run that shootout. So it was an understanding
yeah.
on his behalf as well as our behalf. I'm saying what I'm saying is, you know, yeah, we could have said you disqualified, but what I'm saying is he understood why, you know, the decision was made, when it was made. He understood that and he said he respected you guys as well. So that's what I want to let you know.
But I don't think he did because he gave that ticket to someone knowing that was going to happen. And if he respected us, he wouldn't have put Too Fast for No ET for no time inside of his car. That's a slap in the face, in my opinion.
Right, but what I'm okay, but you know what I'm saying? It worked out for the greater good, right?
Oh yeah.
I'm not arguing
the fact of anything you're saying. I'm talking about the guy. I'm saying that he had a hidden agenda. He knew what he was doing. He ain't no dummy. He knew what was going on. He knew that time was. He went there for a sole purpose to do that.
Yeah, but see, when a problem like that comes, as long as people can come together and make a decision and do the right thing for everybody, then that's, you know, that's what I call we move forward and, you know, we wait for the next thing to come up, you know. I totally apologize to you and to every person that actually entered in this shit. Like I tell y'all over and over again, I apologize to the event on behalf of Donald and on behalf of South Georgia, you know, everything, it doesn't go according to plan, but,
yeah.
you know, they did.
But I don't know if anyone listened
you know?
To the live feed. Did anyone hear when people were in the live feed and the grudge guys got up and then they all started talking funny and retarded and making fun of the grudge guys? You had to listen to the live
feed.
Yeah, they
were doing that all
people
night.
Were saying.
Yeah,
no one gets up there mocking anyone else.
I mean, you know what?
Grudge guys was made fun of on the news feed.
Yeah, every time the grudge guys were up, they'd be like, what's up, homie? How much you betting, homie? What you got, dog? And that's the announcers doing that.
You know,
that's
some of that undercover signifying, you know.
Yeah.
I guess
you,
what they
and
call
and they want to play around and start
that
throwing racism out there when they're doing that crap.
Right, that dry
you know?
Humor or whatever the fuck they call it. You're right.
Yeah.
But you know what?
People,
I mean,
I spent the same money the class guy spent.
I'm gonna ask you a question, and this is my personal again. This ain't got nothing to
yeah.
do with Tone.
Yeah.
Motor City Mafia, none of that. This is me asking
hey,
the
Chris,
question.
I'm sitting next to Tune right now. He made a good point. They get on the lines and mock everyone, but they were okay to take their money at the gate.
Thank you.
And people need to realize we were invited there. We didn't come there. They invited us.
When you guys went up, you guys weren't announced as each driver was announced. They didn't give the little tidbits, none of that stuff. Yeah, the little joke cracking here and there. You know, when persons or Percy's, whatever his last name is, when he went on his first round, they said, you know, that he got bumped out of the no ET class because the grudge racers were afraid of him. I mean, I've said this before, and this
is my
personal opinion.
Well, he lined up against me the first time, and his car fucked up. Now, you know how many people are going to think my car is ungodly fucking fast now? I lined up to him the very first round, the very first test session, and his car fucked up and went ungodly slow. But do you know how many people out there see him post his time, and the last thing you remember, I remember that red car beat him. Not everyone has the common sense to think about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
And it's Ryan and everybody else. Hold on real quick. It shows their ignorance because when you look pound for pound and dollar for dollar and chassis for chassis, how many cars matched up to Brian's car? How many cars matched up to Regulator's car? How many cars matched up to Kip and Chad's car? Pound for pound, chassis for chassis, and dollar for dollar. But they're...
Hold on. Somebody with background. Reg, hold on.
Right.
I got somebody who got some background noise.
Somebody got their speaker on.
If you're not speaking.
Brian, that was Brian. He just dropped.
Okay.
Brian, but how many of those guys had the real talk? How many of those guys had the audacity to clown us when our cars, the four cars that we had there, dollar for dollar, pound for pound, chassis for chassis, and cubic inch and ET, we had a better pound for pound car than the majority of them did. But they had the audacity to disrespect us and downgrade us. Think about it. Think about the four cars that were there.
Can I say this, fellas? How y'all doing today? You guys saying pound for pound, dollar for dollar. At the end of the day, a grudge racer has no sponsor. He is the sponsor. So at the end of the day, the grudge racer spends more money than the class racer. Not to knock a class racer, but class racing and grudge racing just don't mix. It's hard to have those two people in the same place at the same track because, like you say, mess around, a grudge racer come up right after a class racer and get his time show. So to me, just my thought, that will never mix because it's two different things. And Duck just did that to get extra money in. Everybody got to start looking at what is this promoter motive. Duck did that because he wanted to bring in those grudge racers with fans to get their money. He wasn't doing that to cater to them. He just wanted to get their money. Now, when you have a grudge event, it's all grudge. Grudge racing and class racing just don't mix. It's two separate things.
And you make a great point. I mean, Kimo, you make a great point. We got to just step up and hold our own. We got to support ourselves. They're not going to support us, and they never will support us. They listen, gentlemen, even when it's in their pound for pound, and we have an outright better car, they're still depending on their sponsors, and we're not. And we're still putting out a better car than they are. I mean, and it's been proven. It just doesn't make any sense, Junior, because we can carry our own. We don't have to take the bone that they're gonna throw us.
Brian,
Regulator, Dom, and Chad, and Little Tony, and you can go on and name down the list. You can name Cold Killer. You can name Donye. You can name everybody else. We don't have to answer to them because we can carry our own. We are we are just as good or better than them when it comes to racing.
Well, I can say this too, man. That's not just bash the event, but when you have so many cars, it's hard to keep things in order.
I'm gonna say this. And I play both sides of the fence when I ask questions. Sometimes when I ask them, it's my own personal feelings the way that I ask it. Now, the grudge racers were invited there. Listen to the words. The grudge racers were invited there. Okay? When you invite someone into your home, when you invite someone onto your property, when you invite someone to your event, that means that you carry and show that person the utmost respect. Now, I don't mean no disrespect to 6-0 racers, 650 racers, 7-0 racers, or even the 470 class. Okay? These are classes that you had structured there that basically those classes are fillings. That's just what they are, is fillings. Okay? At a major event, when you have your headliners, which was Radio Against the World, the X275, you know, those are the premier, the drag radio, outlaw drag radio class. These are the premier classes. Okay? You invited the grudge racers, the no ET racers there. That means, in my personal opinion, they should have had precedent over the 6-0, the 650, the 7, the 7-0, and even the 470 class, because those are your fillers. 9 times out of 10, unless it's a bracket race, anytime you have these classes, they're fillers. Okay? So by you letting, my opinion again, by you letting all these other classes come before the people you invited, this is like me inviting you to my house, okay? I'm going to let my neighbors, everybody from around eat. I'm going to let the dog eat, and then I'm going to say, hey, Kimo, Reg, y'all want something to eat? I mean, that's my personal opinion. You know, I honestly feel, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You know what? What we do, we've been doing this from the beginning of time. Why? Because we started, whether it's us or those before us, this started from the streets, and gradually we've progressed, even though a lot of street action still goes on, we've progressed from the streets to taking it to a safer environment, in a controlled environment, which is the grudge racing at the track. You know what? If we've made it this far, we can take it to center stage and don't fucking need nobody else to do it. If collectively as a group, yeah, come on.
I'm coming in on you for a second because I'm finna change this.
Come on.
I'm going to change this up a little bit for you guys. It seems like I'm the only female on the phone, so let me come on in here and say this.
That's right.
Before I forget about
that's
it.
That's right.
Okay. I read the shootout this past September that Grudge ES was sponsored, and I had two. I did a no-time boost and a no-time non-boost, and I had over, I had, I think, like 19 in one field, 16 in the other field, and we ran perfectly, and the guys was happy. And this is what I think happened. Due to the rain and due to the power outage, that lacks those hours. And I just believe in my heart because it's who I am. I do this, and I go from track to track, and I run races. And if I run a race for you, that means that I have to stand my ground because I actually represent you. And this is what I'm doing right here. When I was a part of that shootout, I represented South Georgia, and I also represented Duke. So guess what? It's certain stands that you have to take and certain things that you do. If my shootout would have finished, just think about it. If we would have completed this shootout, and if all the other classes would have completed the shootout, we wouldn't be talking like this right now because somebody would have went home with the money, however, whatever, it would have rained. Okay, you guys, it rained Friday. Like I told y'all once before, I apologize for the rain. I apologize for the inconvenience. I apologize for the upsets and the uproars. But as grunge people, if we're going to continue to actually do races and these promoters are going to actually keep doing what they're doing, at some sense of fashion or form, you're going to have to understand that sometimes things does not go accordingly to plan because that's a sport of life. And I just do not feel in my heart that they wish that the way it went that way. Yeah, sometimes you have to go with it. It was an invite. It really was. You know, you guys all came out. Y'all showed up. I showed up. When y'all did y'all straight down, I'm right there. I'm making sure my cars are in the lane. You know, I focus on the shootout that I have in place. I'm going to make sure my guys know what's going on. I'm going to come to your trailer. I'm going to locate you. I know where you are. If I need to talk to you, reach you, y'all know who I am, and we're going to communicate. I hate that it actually went this way this weekend because you can just imagine how I actually feel because, you know, I'm the one that's standing in front of y'all. So what I'm trying to get to say is at some point, even though y'all may be upset and it may be some things that didn't go right or didn't go the way it planned to go, you still got to say to yourself, okay, it rained Friday. We got pushed back. The lights went out. We don't know why we got pushed out. But what if we would have completed this shootout? Would I still have to replace? I'm telling you, when
you
I
know,
run my shootouts, I run them good.
You know what, Miss B? And from everything that I've heard, you know what? I salute you because, yeah, you take care of your business. You run it the way it's supposed to be run. But my thing isn't so much as the way things went, but if you look at it collectively, you break it down piece by piece, okay? As an invite, a paying invite, okay? I don't feel that the respect was showed to the group of guys that were there the way that it should have been. Again, I'm not downing any other racer, any other class, or anything like that. But you know what? When you set up a race, check this out. When you set up a race, okay, you set your time frame up accordingly. I understand. Things happen where the time frame gets tossed around. As small a group, you guys had 16, 17 cars. You know, I don't care who it is on this God's given earth can tell me that a group that you invited down there, you couldn't have moved them up in the timing, but let 30 or 40 guys that are, I mean, bracket racers, you let them get off. If you look at between all the four classes that I mentioned, you're probably talking over 60, 70 cars. Maybe about 50, 60 cars. There's no way that you couldn't have moved them back and let these guys, which are... Go ahead.
You know what? Then everybody should blame me because I should have took...
Could I interject?
No.
We need to go. So
hello?
If you want to stab somebody... I'm the one that actually speaks for them. So you know what I'm saying? That's something that I'm supposed to have taken care of. So what I'm saying is if you don't blame one, I take my blame too. Don't say that I did a good job. No, don't say that I did a good job. You know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? When you take a stand for somebody, you take the good and the bad that come with it. If this race was successful, you know, as, you know, we expect it to be, then, you know, I reap the benefits. And what I'm saying is just because a lot of people don't think this race went bad, well, guess what? It went bad on my behalf, too, because I was a part of it. That's all I'm saying. When you're a part of something, then everybody's at fault. So what I'm saying is I take my responsibility. Maybe I shouldn't wait and say, hey, y'all think we should run here, run there. That was on my behalf. You know, I was going with the flow. I'm used to going with power, and they telling me what time my guys are going. Once they tell me what time we going, I relay. But like I said, last time in September, we didn't have this problem. I got two shootouts off in 2 days, and I only had one this time, and I got two done. So what I'm saying is, I don't think that, it was a bit much. We had a lot going on, and, maybe it is, a lot of different classes going on. Maybe the Grunge should not be a part of the shootout if, it's not going to take the same responsibility as all the other classes. But what I say is, I enjoy that they brought Grunge into an event that did not have Grunge, because I'm used to my Grunge guy. So I'm not going to tell you that I'm not happy that they pushed us back. No, it is what it is. I didn't like that. But at the same time, I was happy that the girls guys was just able to be a part of something and get to compete the same way the other people get to compete, because they're not a class racer, so I'm a girls racer. So I'm happy they brought the girls racer in. I'm not happy that it went the way it went, but I'm happy that those girls guys that actually come have something able to do.
And Miss B, what you're saying, what you're saying is correct. I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying with regards to this is that let's just put it like this, you come into my house and I invited you, it don't matter what anybody else, that falls upon me because that's my house. You know, even if you are working for him, if you are there representing him as you are representing the race, the bottom line is the final decision isn't yours. Okay? To me, if we invite, I'm going to give you an example. If we invite Pro Mods to the next race that we have, and these guys are invited there for a shootout, whatever, right, to a Grudge race, we invite Pro Mods, okay? Whether they're Grudge Pro Mods or Time Showing Pro Mods, we invite them in. You know what? We have to treat them with better hospitality and more respect than what we do our regulars, because we invited these people. Not that we treat anybody less, but we have to show them that, you know what? Us inviting you, not that we're honored, but you know what? We really appreciate that you showed up. We're going to try to accommodate you. I know you can't do it for everybody, but you know what? You have a group of cars that came in that's trying to go to the next level, 470
and
classes.
And junior.
We had a class that participated in the event we had last weekend, and he put 29s on the Pro Mods, and he didn't put 29s on the Pro Mods to come in to want some special attention. He put the 29s on the Pro Mods just to have fun. But see, you got a lot of races out there that if their cars can get in, if they go by the rules that we actually post as a promoter, and your cars can get in, y'all got to get tricky from these guys that just bring their cars and just want to have fun. You got a lot of people that just like racing. Everybody is not stuck on this class racing, girls racing situation. You got some people who, they know they got X amount of dollars in their cars, but guess what? I can go out here and have fun, but just because I'm coming out here having fun with my car, that don't mean I want you to criticize me and say, you shouldn't be in here because you got a Pro Mile or you put a 29 on Pro Mile. I'm just having fun because I like racing.
But
had a Pro Mile on 29s, and he got treated the same.
But at what point, listen to this, but at one point are we going to continue to get disrespected? Brian came on and said, even us listening live stream heard how when the Grudge guys came up, how the language changed, how the stereotypes started. But who's going to answer for that? Because we're still, our ice water is just as cold as their ice water. But at what point? It ain't about having fun. It's about respect.
That's what I keep. It's like this. What you got on my 40, homie? Come on, man.
Right.
I mean, it don't take a rocket scientist. You know what? Hey, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone.
I'm not going to leave it alone. I'm not going to leave it alone because I got money that I spend on promoting here, too. And the point is, my ice water is cold as their ice water. I'm a professional. I go to work every day. I'm a businessman. For you to disrespect me when I come to spend my money or promote my one of my events.
Reggie.
Chill out.
That means,
Let me speak.
That means
hold up.
Whichever race
let
you decide
speak.
To go to, you
let
know where
finish.
You want to go.
Yeah. Right. That's,
wrong.
It ain't
that's
about
the race.
It's about the race.
If you know that a promoter is not treating y'all fair, and if you know that a promoter is disrespectful, then you don't go. But you
don't go
the
back. Right,
Riz. It's other promoters out there. That really care about
it ain't about that. Don't
we understand
don't
that.
don't invite us to an event you're gonna disrespect us to. We're
Riz,
not
okay.
gonna go back
Riz,
if we don't have to.
Riz,
I don't
Riz,
think,
Riz,
I don't
Riz,
think
that's,
Riz,
right.
that's the answer
the
to it, Riz. Don't go back.
That's the,
okay.
that's the answer. Don't go back.
This is good.
Got,
this
got,
is good.
Can I make a statement?
Hold on, dude. Hold on, man. At what point, who's going to represent the grudge racers? We going to be an Uncle Tom to everybody? At what point are we going to what point are we going to get disrespect? It don't matter about a black or white. This is about
first of all,
class
you
gotta versus,
have
a versus God.
Be mad.
Whoever said that, wait a minute. That's the person you need to talk to. If you go to an event and you are unhappy about the event, regardless
of
who they got in place running, what, you go to the promoter. You go to the promoter and
whoever.
You play. I mean, they're y'all cars, y'all spend y'all money, and can't nobody determine what y'all do. I understand. It's frustrating. I get it. No, I don't own a car, and I don't want to because I don't want to go through what y'all go through because I see what it is that y'all do. But I do stand for y'all. But what I'm saying is you go to that promoter and you let that promoter know that you're not happy with what's going on. Like, Duck is not on this phone. With all the people that got a problem with Duck, Duck was at the track. You could have went to Duck at any given time and actually spoke to this man and pulled him to the side.
Miss B, me asking the question. I didn't ask the question to debate with you. My point behind this is for people, I feel, again, this isn't your opinion, this isn't Tony's, this ain't the Motor City Mafia's opinion, this ain't Clocks Off opinion, this is Junior's opinion. Same way I respect yours, I respect everybody else's, I'ma state mine's. It's so people can wake up. People can wake up and see that, listen, what we do, we gonna take it to the top, man. As long as us,
hey,
as a group collectively, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior,
this hood, can I get my word in for a second? Hello?
Who is this?
Okay.
Hoodie, come on. What's happening?
Now, Ms. B, it ain't directed at you what he's trying to say, but a lot of people work in conjunction to an event, and the event is how strong those different pieces are. It's not just, it was a lot going on. And I'm saying, if they got an event of that magnitude and they shoving all them people together, that's the logistics, plus everything else that's going on. The announcer is a class race guy, you could tell, because he didn't know shit about the grudge cars. He didn't spit out one fact. All the rest of the class guys had interesting facts to go along with the car. He don't follow us. He don't hang with us. The only thing he did know was the little jokes or stuff to say. He probably just ass out forgot to announce their names between making the jokes. If there is a party or a venue that has a sign on the door that says, no grudges allowed, this is a class racers only establishment, and I walk up and I see that sign, and I say, well, damn. And then they take that sign down, and they say, grudge racers are now welcome. Plus, we throwing a big ball. Everybody going to come here at the same time. That first night I go to that party, I might get disrespected because they ain't used to my kind up in there. So I think it's sort of like a mixture.
We're complaining to the wrong people. We complaining to each other. How can we complain to each other to change something? What's up?
Miss B.
You can complain
to
that you can complain to Duck. Don't you have a relationship with him?
Hey,
that ain't even, listen, hey, Miss B, everybody else, what I said, what I said.
Every racer that, hold on, every racer that participated in my shootout, they can tell you that Miss B asked them their opinion, so she can stress her opinion. I stand for my racers.
That's right. That's right.
But I go and say to anybody, I got everybody's phone number that participated. And right now, everybody is working with me, and everybody understands. You best believe Miss B going to do what's in favor for her racers. So for one,
and that's all. That's all we asked of you on the past the drug races,
honey.
is that you pass that along the drug.
Ask Chucky. Hey, Junior. That wasn't my point. What's happening, bro?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Good race of the year, goddamn. How you doing, Miss B?
We doing real good.
I had a fast.
You know,
and I
lovely. I'm on the phone with
can
a whole lot of men with a lot of testosterone. I got a little.
No.
Hey, Miss B.
No.
Hey, Miss B. Hey, Miss B. It's Whit. Check this out.
How you doing?
I didn't. I'm gonna speak for the girls racing, and I'm gonna speak a little bit on the class racing. You know, I didn't did it all. I didn't did it both. I didn't did it all. I done been to several Duck events. Duck have a great event. It's just like any
That's
other
correct.
Event. He have a lot of cars, have a lot of people, so it's a lot of chaos. That's any event we go to. But let me on the bulls race part of this scene here. We don't have nothing to hold our heads down about. Duck have a great event, a lot of people. But us as bulls racers, we don't have nothing to hold our heads down about because, for one, when we go and race, We either win or lose, and that's what we get out excitement about right then. We get cash. We win money. Like I said, 901, we won 40 and lost 10. So whatever class race are doing, you know, that's his business, this is my business. I'm just doing the math. We lost 140 and lost 10. So at the end of the day, hey, I'm good with what I'm doing. You know, they doing what they doing. We doing what they doing. I respect what they doing because at the end of the day, they going to race with us. We not racing with them. They racing with us. So when you go to their event and run in the grudge event and all that, that's what you want to do. But I want to let y'all know that you know what we need to work on? Making our events like that event. Now, I've seen an event like that event before. I've seen Bobby Cole with 8,000-9,000 one day, one grudge race. I've seen Mike Hill, 8,000-10,000 one day. One girls race. What we need to work on is making our event big and successful like his event. You know, Lil Tony's
right.
event. I ain't saying mine. If any one of ours, Lil Tony, Mike Hill, Grudge Inc. and Jay Bond with the Boomer race, my Trick or Treat race, Baldy's race. Now, that's what I want to see as a girls racer, to see 8,000 to 10,000 at a girls race at one of these events before I leave this earth, because I've seen it before. I was at Mike Hill's event in Phoenix City, and I guarantee you it was 8,000 to 10,000 in that little place. I've been in Hattiesburg when Bobby Cole had 8,000 over there. So we ain't got nothing to hold our heads down about. We just need to get back to what we've been doing. And it's just we're not having the crowd like we used to, but as long as we stay together and stay on these phone lines, on these grudge lines, and stay back in each other and not hating, we'll get back to that.
Thank you.
And guess what, Whit? And guess what, Whit? I will be at South Georgia in the morning at 9 o'clock with four grudge racers who still there waiting on me that's representing grudge racers.
Well, one thing
and
about you, Miss B, you do your job. You do your job, Miss B, and I love to have you at any one of my
events. I'm taking out from my regular job just to be there with my grudge racing.
I'm looking to make my Trick or Treat event. If we would support each other like them guys supporting Duck, we can make one of these events or all of these events that me, Lil Tony, Mike Hill, Grudge Inc., Gadget, one of these events we have, like Gadget, they had a big old event last year. We don't have nothing to hold, you know, hold our head down about. We just got to stick together, keep doing what we're doing, and don't, you know, and let them do what they doing. You know, ain't nothing wrong with class work. I did it. You know, it's boring to me now, to be honest with you. But, you know, I run a class racer. I ain't got no problem with sitting beside one of them, as long as they ain't showing no time. And the thing of it is, we just got to get back to doing what we how it was about 7 or 8 years ago. It won a race that you won. Mike Hill had, I mean, them guys was having some events that was wonderful to go to. And all it is, you know, like you said, Ms. B, the race didn't get off. You know, 500 cars and 3,000 or 4,000, 5,000 spectators is a lot of chaos. So
yeah,
everybody won happy. Everybody won satisfied. So,
and with you know what, I'm not disputing. Never once did you hear me say anything about that. Again, Ms. B, Ms. B, this wasn't directed. I wasn't hitting at you. I wasn't shooting at you. I wasn't doing nothing towards you. I was speaking my personal opinion. I truly believe in this.
Okay.
Hold on, let me finish. Maybe some people understand this. When you come to my city, you come to my house, I'm going to make sure that you are treated above and beyond any that. Now, these are my personal beliefs. I'm going to give you a case in point. When you come to Tony's race, everybody that come in through that gate get treated as if they was a fellow family member. Because the minute you walked in through that gate, you made yourself a family member. On the way, on the hospitality, on the way you're respected, and the way that you're treated. And you know what? I demand nothing less as a grudge racer anywhere I go across the country. You know, if this would have happened, and this just an example, if you got your race and our guys go to your race and you put what I feel, again, that's my personal opinion, the guys that you invited, you treat them like shit, I ain't got a problem telling you the same thing. That's my personal opinion. You know, A. Whip.
Right.
Man. This wasn't directed towards Miss B. This wasn't directed towards Duck. This is directed to fellow grudge racers. As you said, let's do what we do. To get the spotlight, we already got the spotlight. You know what? When people are inviting
like
you for
race.
Certain skills,
it
that's right.
Like,
when people are inviting you.
Won the class race. We had 23 grudge races. Man,
okay.
We're looking to have 50 next this coming up year.
Okay.
You know, maybe 100 next year. I mean, once we,
and
you know, we
and,
just
and,
got
and
to
it's a, and it's
and
coming,
we
and it's coming. But you know what? As long as we're doing what we do at our level, okay, we may not be what's considered mainstream. But you know what? They didn't get there from one day to the next either. Now, what
you
said, the support is the crucial part.
I'm going to tell you something real slick. They say they
you guys, I
got to
get off the phone line with you guys. But before I go, I just want to say this. Junior,
hey,
you said that this wasn't directed to me. I got to get off the phone line, you guys. Junior, I understand you said this wasn't directed at me. I'm supposed to be coming on the show tonight to actually talk about what we got coming on with this upcoming show. But Tony started off by asking me about what happened this weekend and it's supposed to be who grudged. Then you come in and you ask me a question as to why the other guy. I don't want to be a part of no negativity. I thought I stressed it to y'all when I came on board and decided to work with y'all. I only supposed to be coming on this show to actually promote the show that starts tomorrow that we actually trying to work together to keep up with grudge races and what everybody is doing. So the banquet that y'all supposed to be doing for the next year to keep up for all races. I am upset. I'm going to go ahead and tell you I am upset because I told y'all I don't want to have nothing to do with negativity because y'all know that's not what I'm for. You asked me the question, was the racist? Yeah. You should have never asked me that question because me and you, we already thought about it, and I discussed that with you. But I'm never saying for one that you could put me on the hot seat. No. I only supposed to come on this show to advertise the show that's supposed to start tomorrow for people to call in and actually tell us about the growing races that they have coming on for the banquet purposes. And I didn't like the fact, so that's why I stood my ground because I work for him, and I work for South Georgia, just like I work for Lil Tony. I work for Ronnie Brown. I have worked for Mike Hill. I work for Andrea, and I stand for who I am. So don't ever think that I back down or fold or jump a fence and not take the heat. Like I said, if you don't blame one, you blame all. And y'all have a good night.
Well said, Miss B.
But Miss B, I don't think it was a lot of negativity being said. He was just speaking his opinion. But you might be off the show, but I think the man just was speaking his opinion. Miss B, she don't stand for who she worked for, and that's not nothing wrong with that. But only thing Junior was doing was making an opinion about the event. But the thing of the matter is, they can make fun of us and say little slick things and say that we making fun of them. When we go down that track and they see Dog had me 5,000 or 6,000 on one race, you know, that burns them up probably when you got to travel 10 hours and spend 3,000 or 4,000 to win and make 10 passes to win the 5,000, you know, that they're giving away. So, you know, I don't mind them making fun of me as a grudge racer because I like what I'm doing. I like to make one hit for 2,000 or 3,000. I like to grudge somebody in the stage lane for 500 or 600 and make these passes count. So, you know, it is what it is. They keep doing. They can keep making 100 passes a year, not to win nothing. And hey, I go out there and make me 2 passes and shit is like, you know, hell, shit. It's glory. I'm gonna tell you that it's glory. About 7 years ago, and we didn't win nothing. We didn't finish first. But we never finished last. But we didn't win nothing, and we spent money to go and watch another man win his glory. And it ain't like your own glory. And I don't care if you a street car, a Pullman car, that grudge racing ain't nothing like it. At the end of the day, it ain't nothing like it.
That's correct.
Unless
again,
you a class
racer
that's running at 411 and that's winning.
Let's move the show on. Beating a dead horse.
That's right.
That's
winning. Hey. Yeah, it's glory. But if you ain't that class racer that's running 416, 411, 420, and not winning, it ain't nothing.
I got a
call earlier said my man tried to burn David Floyd down. So, I got him on just to let everybody know that he did not try to burn David Floyd down. When he was racing him.
Hey, fellas. Hey, how y'all doing out there? The Godfather here. How y'all doing?
What's going on, dog? Again, hold on.
I want to reiterate what Wick was saying and what Junior was saying. What Junior was saying, and I'm going to say this in, y'all might get mad at me, but I'm going to tell you the truth. What Junior was saying is, if you invited me to your house, you should have made sure that I had a race because I'm going to say it like this here. All the class racers, spectators, If they had seen just half the cars going on the track, they done got their money's worth, per se, and they done got their feel of the thing. Now, all the guys that might have came down and just to see grudge racing and to seen all them guys that was down there to grudge race, if they didn't see them grudge racing, they basically came down there for nothing. And the guys that came to grudge race came for nothing because they didn't even get a damn chance to grudge.
See, I asked the question that I did, and I'm going to let it die out after that. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. But
no, Junior, don't say that,
Junior,
don't say that,
listen,
because what you did is absolutely right. See, what
the,
it is,
the reason,
I'm going to say it like this. Maybe everybody was trying to be nice off Miss B, a lady, but she can take her licks the way she can take them. I think that might have been what it is, but Junior, what you said was some strong shit.
We had other things to discuss. My bad for saying or asking what I did, which I don't apologize for what I said, but for the time when I said it. The thing is this, that regardless of anything and everything else, I truly believe in one thing, and that's respect. I don't give a fuck if it's in a race car, if it's out in the street, if it's in the joint, in school, whatever, man, there's a certain line that I feel. Again, That's only my opinion.
Hey, Junior, let me break you up and let me say it in another way.
Never was this directed towards her or anybody else.
Junior, let me say it like this. Maybe some more people can understand where it's coming from. Let me say it like this. If, just like you said, the announcer, now they should have had an announcer that really know what to go on. They should have had a grudge race announcer, even if Miss B, even if she could run the race and announce, she could have hit both of them, I don't know, but they should have had a grudge race announcer that knew about them guys. Let me show you what I mean by that. And I'm going to use Chucky for an example. Everybody on this phone know Chucky probably done spent more money out there than any ProMod motherfucker getting that old goddamn slow-ass car that he already. They go, everybody know all the struggles he done got. Everybody know, I'm just making fun of him. Everybody know the damn struggles that Team Z go through and all them guys to make these races, the grudge. Everybody know that. So the point I'm trying to make is, Chucky ain't saying, and he probably going to get, the more he think about it, the madder he going to get because I can hear it in his voice. He did all that work for I know at least 3 months to get his car ready to come down to there to race it. And he basically didn't get a chance to race his at a grudge race down there.
Well, thank you for saying that.
I've been to three or four dunk races, and this is honest God true. A guy I seen at the track the other day, I asked him why you didn't go down the dunk race. And he said, well, what you told me. He said, you told me. And I said, what did I tell you? I told him when I went to duck race, I said I took $5,000 to duck race. And when I left duck race, you know, it'd be a lot of us now. I ain't going to lie, it'd be a lot of us. And we went down there like we always go everywhere else. But I didn't lay damn bet. And I left duck race for about
$300. God almighty.
And I
just brought a lot of pussy or something.
And
what did you do with?
I didn't buy no pussy. I didn't do nothing. But pay for
he just tried to say he didn't get a chance. He didn't get a chance to make no money because it wasn't a grudge race where he could beat him.
Right, and I went again. I liked it. I said I'm gonna go again.
Y'all didn't know what I said because, like I said, y'all don't realize that Junior said some powerful shit. Y'all just ain't got it yet. Junior said some powerful shit. Kimo asked a hell of a question. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is, if you got a mixed crowd, since you done mixed the crowd, okay, the grudge race guys, the fans of the grudge race guys. Didn't see shit for their money on the grudge side. That's what I'm saying.
You right? Yeah, you right about that. And like I said, if I go to a grudge race, if I take $5,000, you know, and then the shootouts be free at a grudge race, you don't even have to pay to get in shootouts. And hell, I'd rather go to that shootout and gamble and come back home. At least I had a chance to win some money. You see what I'm saying? But like I said, class weights are different. He do what he want to do. You know, that's fine to go and run your car, you know, laps and laps or whatever you want to do to try to win the money. I mean, ain't no problem with that. But me, myself, I like going to a grudge race where they throwing a shoe.
Now, like I said, we had one of the best in the last, I'm going to say 20 years that I ever seen a damn just a race for lately for grudging that was good, and that was with Halloween race when he didn't have nothing but grudge races. But I'm going to say this him. Now, this is the first year that Duck done had this much controversy over his race. But I'm going to say this him, since everybody that be going and everybody complaining, why don't they say, why the fuck do they have to do all that goddamn qualifying? Won't they just go on goddamn go out there and goddamn it, make a day for qualifying and a day for racing? Why you need three or four damn days to qualify these motherfuckers? You already know about what the damn car going to go in the goddamn way.
I didn't understand that either, dog. I said, damn, why don't we have a day for qualifying and a day for elimination?
And I'm going to show you. Then you can look at the weather forecast and see when it's supposed to rain, so you should have sped the shit up and got the shit on in. I mean, somebody that's in charge down there need to take charge because you could have looked at the weather and seen it's supposed to rain on Sunday. So you should have said, okay, fuck it. You got to cut this qualifying shit out and this goddamn race.
The shoulda, coulda part of that, I didn't ask what I asked for it to go into what it did. You know, there was other things which we needed to speak upon. Again, as they say, people make mistakes. I don't regret one thing in life. I'll never regret nothing that I say. But I should have left this for later on.
It's a lot of people that like this race because they it gets bigger and bigger every year. So I can't deny what they're doing.
In the end, to me, I'ma keep it real. If it ain't grudge racing, man, I don't give a fuck about nothing else, man. I don't give a fuck about no NASCAR, no Winston Cup, or none of that shit, man. I mean, and that's my own personal opinion. You know, I don't. I'm not saying that I don't dislike. I don't. It's not that I dislike or anything like that. That just ain't my flavor. That ain't at this point in time. All right, it's not my flavor. You know,
Chat, Mr. Grudge Racer of the
well,
Year.
What about it, Junior? I want to make my trick-or-treat event just as big as his event. Y'all come. We have it every year. Dog with that last year. I need to make this event, goddamn it, just as big as Duck event. I know that.
Well, and the only way you do that, you have to show support across the board.
901.
As they say, those who give support, get support. I mean, that's the only way we can do this. Because other than that, I mean, we got to take it to the top.
Hey, 901, what car y'all have over at Mike Hill, right?
One for you.
No, you won't. Really? You know damn well Kevo ain't gonna have shit there. That Kevo ain't gonna do nothing else. Big head bastard.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like Tony Bynes tell you. This we have a serious conversation right now, man. We ain't got time to play.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to get one of your cars over to Mike Hill race. See if we can get it fucked. If I have to fuck it up.
What you trying to run with? What you got?
I got a little small block forced induction car.
Who's it? What it is?
Huh? It's a part of It's a part of regulated racing.
I don't know about no regulated racing. I don't know them. What car is it? What car you talking about?
That's the one that got their ass blowed out down there by Brian Anderson. They spit the tires all the way down the track.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. We don't have a few cars over there. What's up?
Hold on, Kevo. You ain't been part of that team. Now, why all of a sudden you part of that team? Anybody can go out there and jump on somebody and get and be part of the team. Just like you trying to bring that same regulator car, so he can go and say he's gonna bring Brian Anderson again.
Well, dog, you don't know my background, then, dog. Cause that's who.
Well, you're right. I ain't never heard you say nothing about regulator racing, there, Kevo.
Just last year, dog. Last year they started tuning on this car.
Okay, well, hey, Whit, he going to pick a goddamn car that he know already put it tough. Tell him you can do the same shit then. Tell him to bring some shit that he's associated with that we know he's associated with.
Let me have this real quick. I got old Camaro we might have over there, Mike Hills, right? What's up?
Yeah.
Old 69. Old 69 we might have over there.
I'm trying to see if you got high Kong Jr. over there. I'm trying to raise Kong Jr.
Kong Jr. locked in. Are you really on
Candy?
Kong Jr. locked in. No, Candy Cane might not be over there, but Kong Jr. locked in. I got a little 69 we might have over there, though. A little 69 Camaro.
Oh, that's a ghost car. I don't know
nice car. It ain't no ghost car.
Well, regulator's a ghost car to him. Regulator's a ghost car to him.
Hey, dog.
God damn it, I'm gonna keep it even. God damn it, you can't trick my motherfucking buddy.
Hey, shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
You keep popping off and shit. What y'all the team?
But okay, bring your motherfucking car. Bring your motherfucking car. Then you can talk about your shit, bitch.
Okay, well, listen. I'll bring my car if you lock that Kong Jr. with it. Lock that in.
You can't tell him what car to bring. As long as he bring one of his cars.
What motherfucker you telling me to bring my car?
Tell him what to bring.
But I'm trying to say, he gonna bring his car, but you trying to tell him what car to bring? He got three or four motherfucking cars, and if you don't know, bitch, set your ass on the toilet where you been sitting, that
motherfucker. I told you.
You ain't fucking kidding me.
You bring that goddamn Camaro to yours, dog. We come over there and go to your motherfucking
dog. If my Camaro crank up, bitch, I'm going to bring it. And if you bring it, you bring your motherfucking car, you set your big black motherfucking ass in there, you got the back tie, bitch ass motherfucker.
No, you ain't going to tell me
who the fuck
in my motherfucking car, you faggot motherfucker.
Well, shut the fuck up then, you goddamn homosexual son of a bitch.
Faggot ass motherfucker, shut up. Then you see we
you
have a conversation right here. You talking about if your car crank up. Motherfucker, you've been racing all year. The bitch should have been stopped.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I blowed the motherfucker up 2 weeks ago, bitch.
Well,
And unfortunately, not like you, motherfucker. I race. I don't just get on these fucking shows and
don't
talk
race
about
no
race.
Motherfucker, fire. But listen,
motherfucker, you a motherfucker. All you been talking about race for 2 years. They ain't raised nobody in 2 fucking years. You fucking internet motherfucking black ass bitch ass gangster.
Hey, dude, dog, they say if your car ain't ready, shut the fuck up. So shut the
That's
fuck up.
That's what I'm trying
up,
to say. You ought to shut the fuck up then, because I got a car ready. It just ain't the Camaro you asked about, you bitch ass motherfucker.
Shut the fuck up.
Now you shut the fuck up.
You want to lock Tom Jr. in? Sir.
No. Sit down.
You said what? Yeah. You said you got locked in already, right? But you're locked
yeah,
in.
You said you want to lock Tom Jr. in with... You want to lock Tom Jr. in with Sub-Zero.
Yeah. Junior, we going over there, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
I like Kong Jr. with Sub-Zero. No blue Mustang, right?
Okay.
All right, what you want to lock in with?
Oh, one my on, God. Huh? Becky, look at her butt. It is so big.
You want to lock Kong Jr. in with a regulated car?
Yeah, you go down
the
lock
Kong Jr. in with your car. I'm going to lock Kong Jr. with your car. I don't know nothing about them cars.
It only got, it's a force and dress a small block. Stock suspension.
Okay.
Hey, man, hey, Junior, okay. Why y'all let this man take up all the airtime for nothing? This motherfucker ain't going to raise nobody.
So, man, we trying to lock Trump in, man. You sit here talking shit about who raised and that race, who didn't go down.
Man, say it, Joe. You said your blue hold Mustang up against Junior. You said he's going to do it. Now you talking about some fucking regulator car, bitch.
Okay, well, yeah, we can lock my car in.
Well,
fuck it, man.
Yeah, lock your car in with Kong Jr.
Okay, how Kong Jr.?
How much?
How Kong Jr.?
Nitrous on 28. Nitrous on 275 or 28. Big block nitrous.
Beep. Now watch that punk motherfucker fall off the phone.
Beep, 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 beep.
Now, if you want to lock that regulator car in, I got a buddy of mine in my camp. I got another car in my camp that I bring in the 901 camp. And you'll know it's in the camp once you get there. And I lock it in with it. It's a Camaro. Nitrous. One carburetor. Huh? It ain't no ghost car. It's in 901 camp. It's a 69
now,
Camaro, one carburetor.
Y'all muted
Kimo
phone, man?
Junior,
not muted, Kimo.
I'm trying to race, Kimo. Find somebody else to play with, man. And shit. I ain't got time to do a back and forth with you, man, with that bullshit. I'm trying to go.
You notice all them henpecked motherfuckers, they can't stand up at home. They get on the radio and try to be a bell on the radio.
Mm-hmm. But
at home wearing a goddamn, at home wearing a fucking apron and goddamn it all.
I want to ask a question about this shootout they had at Dougray that I didn't understand. Now they said that they kicked the guy out for posting his time, right?
Yeah, that David Pearson, yeah.
One Chris Tootin in the shootout? Hello?
I'm back.
No, Chris was driving somebody
else. Was Chris Tootin in the shootout?
No, he wasn't out with driving the car that he was going to that he posted time with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he broke his car.
Okay. The car he was driving one in the class, right? He was just in the shootout, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I didn't understand right there. I understand now. Man, what we got to do is we got to try to make our events just as successful again as one of those events, man. That's all I can see about it, you know. Let the man do what he's doing, you know. He got the class races where they want to be, you know. He had the biggest class race. I mean, Holly Springs had one of the biggest class races in a year that you can have. And the only thing we need to do is start making – everybody needs to start showing up at everybody's events. Some of these guys on these phones – On these shows, we start showing up at these events, racing. And we can,
now
and we
you
can
turn it down, too. You ain't lying. If we had many motherfuckers at the event that we have on these shows, that all the stands will be packed.
we'll have the biggest grudge event that you possibly can have. So, you know, that's what we need to work on, you know, showing up at these events, racing. Spectators,
hey, where Kimo went, man? Where Kimo went? We don't want him to leave now, even though we're on his ass. We want him to stay around. We need some dumbass.
Oh, he ain't going nowhere.
If Kimo keep talking that shit, I'm going to tell the time. Because the regulator call you talking about, it already doesn't show the time now. It doesn't show the time.
What was the time, dog?
I ain't going to say it on the air. I ain't going to say it on the air, but they showed the time.
Oh, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. We got the whole thing on video, bro. We make sure of that shit. Every one of my crew goes up and tells them, ain't my time wasn't showing. I promise you that. You're full of shit.
Hey, what?
Now, hold on. You ain't got to be nasty. You're full of shit because your fucking time was shown. Don't just say it might have been on the scoreboard, but it was shown.
It wasn't showed, bro. Well, if it was, you know what I mean? You're full of shit.
Okay, so Kimo, when they got you on the phone, they locked with in. If you want to lock with in, I'll let you
listen,
know.
Listen, I've been on the phone the whole time, bro, just so you know. I got a sore throat. I've been up since, been gone from my home for 9 days. I ain't got the energy I usually got for this talk show, but I've been sitting here listening. Believe me, I've been listening.
Well, I locked y'all in with a car in my camp. Come on.
If it's on a true 10-inch tire with no bars, I don't give a fuck. Lock it in. We'll be at Mike Hill's race on the 8th. Let's do it. And no class car, obviously. Well, I don't care who it is, man. No W. It's real simple. I made that clear 2 weeks ago.
No
need to argue. Got a sore throat.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Hold up, regulator, y'all got about two or three cars. Which one you talking about?
What?
Which one you talking about? You talking about the Mustang?
I'm talking about my
car. Which one you talking about? The one that ran David Florida? Which one you talking about? You got another car beside the one that ran David Florida?
Yep, that one right there. Yep, the one that ran David Floyd.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, so. You know, the one you supposedly had the time for.
I do know the time on it.
I don't believe it. Anyway, it don't matter. We didn't show the time.
You know the time,
and
we don't know it.
You ain't kidding.
Oh, Kimo, be quiet. We got the ball, man. We don't need the damn. We don't need the organ players. We don't need the organ. We don't need it.
That's
it. We got the ball on the phone.
You have no clue. That's been my boy for 10 years. I've just been driving this car for a year and a half. He's as much a regulator as anyone, and has been.
Who you talking about? Talking about Kimo?
Yep.
Yeah.
You talking a damn lie. Yep. Kimo, you been that you a damn lie.
That ain't nothing new. That ain't no secret.
Well, one thing about it.
And real quick, while I got you on the line, while everyone's listening, well, lock in. Show us. Lock in, then.
I just told you my
now
combo.
Bring something that's 15 minutes. Well, I told you my combo. The two simple rules. True 10-inch tire, no wheelie bars. Lock that shit in. I don't even care who the fuck it is. Bring any ghost car you want to, as long as it's a ghost car.
We can kill that conversation.
So regulator, when you come down, you gonna get in the shootout when you come down with the car, you gonna be in the shootout?
Well, hell yeah. Well, most definitely. I like the odds on my money on
the shootout.
You know the
guys going to be in the shootout, they can be on 28Ws. You know that, right?
Yeah, I don't care about that. 29, 10, 5, 9W, a 28W, 315, 275.
Right, okay. I just wanted to know. All right. Because, I mean, I heard you tell Whitty he had to be on a tree.
I can be on any of them tires, too. You know what I mean? I got the same options.
Yeah.
Shootout legal trim. Let's rock.
Oh, shit. Witch, you done fell off the phone?
Hello. They muted his motherfucking mic.
Goddamn, Witch.
No. That sounds like a goddamn grudge racer to me, buddy.
And now, I'm kind of lost right now. He said he don't want you to be on no 29W, but you can have a 315 on. I'm lost with that one.
No. He was talking about shootout. I asked him about the shootout.
That's
he said he knows about the shootout.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's what he was talking about.
Hey,
I understand what he's saying.
Gazillionaire, shit back and shut the fuck up.
Ain't nothing wrong with getting understanding, damn Kimo. Hey. God damn it. We talk shit, but ain't nothing wrong with getting understanding. I can't wait for you to read.
I would prefer
you're like
on a 315 at the House of Hook.
The turbo blow cost got to be on 28s or 275. Now the nitro gas can be on 315s or 29 10Ws. That's what he's talking about, Galena.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of lost. He said you can't. He wants you to be on a true 29.
He know what he's talking about. He know what he's talking about. Damn, Whit must have goddamn fell out the phone. Goddamn, shit. Damn, Kimo done fuck Whit up now.
He's doing that colonial bread.
He's still on.
Man,
well,
you're
fucking
muted.
I'm
tired. Hey,
Slouch.
Yeah.
Hey, Slouch.
Hey, Junior.
Do me a favor. Give me 1 second, brother. I'm motherfucking ballistic tonight, man. Do me a favor. Bring in Tony and bring in Gunny. And then
Tony,
you guys
Tony's,
can go back to...
Hey, I just want to say something real quick to cover the shootout. Just real quick.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. I just want to say that, there was some decisions made that were questionable, but as far as our treatment and all that, I really ain't got any problem with that. The what you guys are saying in the live feed, to be honest, I wasn't paying no attention. I wasn't aware of none of that. That is kind of some bullshit, but it is what it is. That just makes me laugh because they just don't know. Because like whoever was talking earlier, I've done both. I've been in the game a long time, and, you know, it's two different worlds. So I lie. They just don't understand our world, and a lot of grudge racers don't understand theirs because all acts well, it don't really make sense. You know what I mean? Go 10, you know, 4 rounds to make a little money or 1 round. But as far as our treatment, you know, everyone that was there racing was invited there. Unfortunately, Duck is a real, real good at his job of promoting. Because the bottom line is, to him, it is a job. He lives off that money year-round, contrary to popular belief. You know what I mean? He's good at it. No one was treated unfairly, per se. Now, what was going on with the little behind-the-scenes stuff, that as far as I'm concerned, the shootout, I never felt like, you know what I mean, we weren't being treated the same as everyone else, and that's all you can ask for. He fed us for free. We got the same amount of runs as anybody else there. You know, the guys are kind of beating a dead horse. He's just good at his job. There's a lot of cars. It rained. The power went out. Now, there was some questionable decisions, but none of it would have fell on anyone running the shootout. To Duck, the shootout is just another class. It's structured like a class. You go on and look at the rules, you know, at the classes and rules deal on his website. The no ETs on there like a class. It's just another class to him. So I honestly don't believe it would have been nice to finish the shootout. Fuck, you don't even know. Been there 5 days, only made, or actually I was there 4 days and made 5 passes. Everyone was treated the same, though. Unfortunately, yes, it would have been nice. Would I go back and race there? No. As a grudge racer, never. As a racer, period, probably not. It's just it's mayhem, but you know what I mean? It's a good time. It's a lot of good racing, a lot of good people down there. You know what I mean? Nobody made me feel unwelcome or uncomfortable. When we pulled up to the line, the starter was very respectful. You know, he treated us the same as everyone else. Yeah, it's unfortunate the way it went down. It's unfortunate for the class racers also that traveled that far. You know what I mean? Yeah, we were invited to their house, but so was everyone. So, you know what I mean? As far as asking for special treatment, hell no, I ain't about all that. I don't need, you know what I mean? It's, you know what I mean? But, yeah, we will race now where it caters more to us, where the race is quicker. We get more runs, you know what I mean? I just wanted to get an early start on the year, go down and see some good racing, get some testing in. First time ever on the little tires, you know what I mean? Learn something, get ready for the upcoming season. But now there's, get, like I said, some other decisions that were questionable. But, hey, you know what I mean? When it comes right down to it, it's not my decision. it's theirs as far as how the shootout was run and who did their job. I felt it was probably one of the best run drug shootouts. They had contact with us the whole time. They made sure everyone understood everything in the shootout. They wouldn't even start talking until a representative from every camp was up at the tower. So, you know what I mean? I understand. Look, Tony shootout, oh, love it. It makes, just like Brian said, it makes you appreciate what we have back at home, the actual grudge shootouts, you know, because, I mean, bottom line, we have way more fun than the class racers, and I've done both. Why lie? I like the shit talk, and I like, you know what I mean, everyone, when it comes right down to it, we're all there for the same thing. And it just mingling, mixing the two worlds is just like night and day. It's just, you know what I mean? It's what it is. So I just wanted to get that off.
Yeah, well, appreciate that, Junior. Tony.
Regulator Racing.
Hey, hold on, everybody.
Gunny, your mic is open.
All right, what's going on, good people?
You talking all that background voice.
Hey, do me a favor, Slouch, because I ain't got the floor. Do me a favor, close the mother ones up, please.
All righty.
Where is it?
It seems like somebody got their phone in their pocket or something.
Hold on. He going to close them up for a minute. He'll open them all back up. Again, Gunny, Tony, I apologize that we're coming in this late with this, you know, but I'm going to keep it real. I don't apologize for nothing that I say. You know, I just, you know, the time frame was wrong, but again, well, I guess you're open, Gunny. Come on and lay everything out on the table, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? First off, I want to slouch Reggie, the gentleman that just spoke. I don't know who you are, but I like what you said. I like how you put it. And little Tony, what's happening? I want to let everybody know that Clock's Off in the Motor City Mafia. We are developing a new radio show starting Mondays at 7 p.m. The name of the radio show will be Grudge Facts, and the show is designed for all the racers to call in and talk about what they did in the past weekend or let the world know what they accomplished over the weekend, who they beat, who they whooped, from the underground racers to the mainstream track racers, to the street racers. It includes everybody. And the reason why the show has been designed is because there's a lot of hoopla going on with the awards banquets and with the ceremonies and how the people are being picked. So the Motor City Mafia and Clocks Off have decided to go ahead and put the power back into the people's hands, put the power back into the people that's actually out there racing. And we're setting up these shows. We're setting up numbers where you can call in and leave your suggestions and your opinions so we can chronicle in detail 2014 so that when we have an award ceremony in 2015, yes, we will have an award ceremony for 2015. It won't be a banquet, even though you'll be able to come and eat. It will be a ceremony. And we're going to chronicle everybody all across the United States, period. We have one good thing about the Clocks Off Motor City Mafia deal is that we have a heavy support system. We're not scared to roll up our sleeves and go out and get the information, and we're going to spend the money to go out there and get the information too. We're not going to rely on people calling in and just utilizing our telephone number or the show. We would like for everybody to do it, but for the ones that don't, that's fine too. We're coming to you. We'll be in your backyards with Detroit Hood TV, myself, and we have a lot of other videographers who I don't want to reveal just yet who will be out there across the United States getting down, chronicling what the grudge racers do. Clocks Off is a media organization reporting on grudge racing, and the Motor City Mafia, which everybody knows, and if you don't, the Motor City Mafia is a racing team whose sole mission is to seek and destroy. If you're making any noise and feel you can't get a grudge race, call the Motor City Mafia. You can reach Little Tony or Puerto Rican Junior himself, and they'll get you Huckleberry. Whatever you need, they'll give it to you. Once again, the show number, for everybody listening, the show number is 619-768-7235. The host will be Miss B from Georgia. It will be Miss B, a.k.a. known as the Superwoman. Call in. We won't do any locking in on the shows. We want you to go ahead and call in and get back to whatever shows that you normally listen to that day. Just call in and drop us a line. Let us know where you came from, where you're at, what kind of car you have, and who you beat over the weekend. And we're going to take all that information and put it into a database and give it back to the people at the end of the year or as we begin to wrap up the year 2014. And, Junior, I'm done. If there's anything that you want to add to it, please go ahead.
No, that sums it up. Basically what it is, it's a national database. It don't matter whether you on the West Coast, whether you underground, whether you wherever you're at across the United States. If you putting in work, I'm gonna say this, you know, to all of those who are out there that race, it doesn't matter whether you in a street car, you in a drag radio car, a back half car, a stock suspension car, you're still a racer. You know, you need to be recognized. You know, there's a lot of people that put in a lot of work weekend in, weekend out, day in, day out, that aren't recognized for what they do. All we want to do is be able to, you know, at the end of the year, the end of the season, be able to show who these people are. You know, they That's might right. be from Kentucky.
Are we on? Is everyone's mics open?
Yeah.
Yeah, your mic's, he's opening up the mics as we go along, you know. But, I mean, the main purpose of the line is, again, it isn't for locking in races. It ain't to discuss nothing other than whatever races went on, who beat who raced against who. Again, a grudge race. You know, if you ran your buddy corner, you know, no, a grudge race that had money put on the line, you know. Why? You hey, should hey. Be an underground.
Yeah, I wanted to clear that up too real quick. As far as the grudge races down there, we did grudge race David Floyd. What happened was we went down to David Floyd's pits. We locked in before that round of qualifying for if we drew each other in the shootout, we were locked for 5-on-3. If we didn't get it in the shootout, then we would do it after the race, like they let SDO and Sean Ash race last year. So what happened was, after sitting around all day, realizing that we weren't going to get many, you know, hits in that day, and it was going to take forever, we was anxious. When we went up for our last round of qualifying, after sitting in the lanes for, I don't know, 40 minutes or whatever, we got bored and decided to say, fuck it, let's just get it out of the way right now. We were both towards the back of the pack, so we went up to Showtime and said, they're a good group of guys. They're willing to race, do whatever. Let's do it right now. So we did it. We locked in. It took them a minute and to actually find David Floyd. When he came up to the car, we set the race up. Did it in qualifying. Neither of us were really even set up. We were both trying new things for that fast. I laid down a pretty good number the night before. What I felt, you know, we had the field covered, but the car did a little wheelie, and we made a couple changes to quit it doing a wheelie. David Floyd made a few changes. He felt he had the car, and we just said, fuck it, let's get it done. We sat here all day, and we raced. We lost. But it was ugly. Both cars, you know, passes were ugly. We paid after, and we locked back in for if we seen each other in the shootout, we were running it right back. But unfortunately, that never happened. But we'll see him again real soon for sure. And
that's right.
It was a good time.
He
for sure.
He gotta come back at you. But let me go and finish this off, Junior, and then you guys can go do your thing. But again. The reason for this is to get the information. It doesn't matter if you are an underground racer, if you whatever, if you a grudge racer, you know, a lot of people across the country need to be heard. Well, you know what? You have an opportunity now to be heard. You know? I mean, that's about it, Gunny. If there's nothing else, I mean, stop.
Hey, I got something on that one, on Junior. I was on a dog show about a week ago, and it was a lot of controversy about the Johnny Quick Michigan Brush, you know, racer, and they're saying that all he did was, you know, do the shootouts and everything. So I was thinking of, you know, if when we'd have shootouts up here, and if the two persons, the two pair, you know, at least they bet at least 500 or more in a shootout, I think that should be classed as a grudge race. You know,
I mean money wise, Slouch, if it's $100, you got guys. The reason why we say this as grudge races, the moment money is put on that race, if you set a limit, you might have guys that might race 20 times in one night for $100, you know, for $50. Right. I mean, a grudge racer is
needs to be,
you know.
And, you ain't
and
kidding.
There's guys,
you've been having this
there's
discussion.
Guys that need to be recognized. You know, there's a lot of guys, I don't know if Meatball's still on the line. You guys got a guy over there that this past summer, I mean, he was probably racing 3-4 times a week, sometimes 2-3 different races per night. And guys like that need to be recognized, because you know who those guys are? Those guys are no different than you guys now. They're just coming up in the ranks, you know, and we need to start. I mean, if we want a future for what we do, I mean, you got to recognize everybody. He might, you know, you might have a guy that got, I'm going to say a number because it's the only way I can classify. You might have a guy that got a 13-second car, but guess what? Every motherfucker that runs within that 13-second range, he going at their ass. Why can't he be recognized? He's a racer. He's a grudge racer.
I understand what you're saying, Junior, but when you put that money on the line, does that put pressure on them guys, or that make it even, you know, more scarce for the guy? So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Even though
$100. Let me. The reason I say this, Kimo, ain't no. It's rare the grudge racer that run for free.
Yeah.
It's rare the grudge racer that run for free.
Like you said, a guy runs for $100. He don't have no pressure on him. I would think,
but
like Slouch got at least 500. That'd make him, you know, because he wasn't scared to get
but
in
see,
that.
But this is the thing, Kimo. This is what I'm trying to say. Listen to what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to say. If that guy that races for $100 races 20 times a month, okay, multiply that in a 4-month span. How many guys race that many times? You know, that's a grudge racer, man.
I mean,
he putting in work, man.
And not to mention, Kimo, putting a limit on it. That's kind of alienating, like Junior say, a guy who basically got, you know, his daily driver. He drives to work, and then in the evening he come home and switch his tires and he go out racing with it. So that's like
because I'm coming with Pop Bottle and a broken record player.
Well, what started the whole controversy is on Facebook, everyone trying to discredit Johnny. Oh, you're a shootout racer. Yeah, because, you know, he couldn't get hardly any races this year. I watched him try and try every time, just like us. You can best believe if we're making a fucking pass and it's in a shootout or anything, we ain't never pulled up without attempting to sidestep the other people. Nobody wanted to race. I tried to get races last year with everyone. Wayne, I mean, you name it. But in the shootout, that's a grudge race. It just takes the bullshit out of it.
Hold on, you got a lot of echo.
We had 3,700 we had locked up with Donnie, you know what I mean? As much as in, the reason you pulled to the line, two grudge cars get to the line, the circumstances ain't what makes it a grudge race anymore. It's the fact that it's two grudge cars racing for their own money. That's a grudge race, man. So most of the guys talking shit about the shootout guys, couldn't go around in it, couldn't, you know, have no chance of winning the shootout, and they're trying to discredit the situation. But they don't understand that a lot of the guys in the shootout can't get no races. You know what I mean? It's a double-edged sword, and trying to discredit that. I've seen Johnny put side money attempt to on every time also he pulled to the line. That's a grudge race, man. If you got your own money up and it's two grudge cars and the clocks ain't lit up, that's a grudge race. I don't give a fuck.
But, Junior, see, that's the purpose of this show that we're putting together on Monday, the call-in. I say if every weekend you got a grudge guy.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Since we're talking about Johnny, he go out every weekend and he wins a shootout. Miss B is going to be keeping his stats. So at the end of the season, when we categorize all of the individuals who's done something, and we're going to post it on Clocks Off so that everybody can vote on it. Okay, he may not win Grudge Racer of the Year, but he can hands down would win a Shootout Champion of the Year. Because, okay, they say, well, he's never grudge race, so how are you going to call it a grudge race? Okay, but he won 15 straight shootouts. He's the shootout champion of the year, and he'd be awarded a trophy for that. So, purpose of the show. We would have, like you say, if we have grudge racer of the year, then we'd have underground grudge racer of the year. Because like you said, you had guys that, like Witt, he won grudge racer of the year for all the work he put in at the track. But every show this last season, Meatball was talking about the guy who was underground racing. He won just as many, if not more, races as Witt. So
he's
a racer. Shouldn't he get recognized? Yeah, so he would be classified as underground grudge racer of the year. You know, so that's what Miss B is going to do, keep everybody's stats. But like I say, the number for that show is the same number this show. You call in on Mondays. If it's been any racing anywhere that anybody know about, call in, give it to her. And, you know, we got to be able to confirm that it did take place. And we're going to keep all the stats. So at the end of the season, when everybody vote on it, it won't just be members of Clocks Off voting on it, the Mafia, none of that. We're going to post all the people with all their stats, and we're going to let everybody vote on it, total up the votes. And that's who the awards go to at the banquet. So it ain't nothing biased. It ain't nothing, you know, no favoritism or nothing like that. We're going to post what the categories are going to be, and we're going to post what the criteria is. So there's no way Johnny could get, hypothetically, Johnny could win Grudge Racer of the Year if we don't have him listed for no grudge races, but he won 15 shootouts. How do we get grudge racer of the year? They want to say he didn't grudge race. He didn't grudge race. He's the shootout champion. So he'll be awarded honors at the ceremony for that. It takes all the bullshit out of and puts integrity back into the sport.
And we won't be making up any awards either. There won't be any made-up awards. Just to give somebody some recognition, because you want them on, you know, because Motor City Mafia or Clocks Off wants them on the team. We're not going to be making up any awards, so that is definitely out.
All ours will be posted within the next 30 days with the criteria. So that's going to be the standard for all year. So if somebody will go through the categories and look at them and see if the criteria, you might determine, okay, I want to shoot for this category right here, and this is the criteria, so I know what work I'm gonna have to put in this season to try to win this category. Or if I want to win multiple categories, you know what the categories are, you know what the criteria is. That way, nobody could be bamboozled at the end of the season that, you know, I won this honor, and I didn't even do nothing to classify me for that honor.
Hey, Tone. I'm gonna say something here. Hold on. I'm looking for his number because I want to make sure that he's on. Hold on a second. I want to make sure that he's on, and I don't see his number here. No, I don't see him. He fell off. I want to say this like this. An example. Whit won Grudge Racer of the Year, a category that should have gone with the Grudge Racer of the Year, the Tuner of the Year. Because without your tuner, whether Whit, I don't know. That's why I wanted to see if he was on it. I don't know if he knows he does his own tuning, if he has someone that tunes for him. But, I mean, those things go collective, hand in hand. If you recognize the racer, you have to recognize the tuner. You know, things like that. That's what this database is for. You know, if you got a guy that ran 30, 40 races, and he won 30 of, let's say he ran 40, he won 30 of them. I mean, that says a lot about his tuner. That says a lot about his crew. You know. I mean, all it is across the board. I mean, like Tone said, once the criteria and the classifications are set up, all this is to acknowledge those that in work, you know. And again, it doesn't matter on what side of the spectrum you're on. You know, you ain't got to be the fastest. You know, you ain't got to be the fastest category, you know.
So it includes everybody, from the small racer once again to the big racer. Everybody's included, and I will also say if you guys have any input, if you guys have any input at all, we are not a closed group of people. I can't even say we're an organization.
Correct.
Because Clark's Off is a media group, and Motor City Mafia is a racing team. We dislike that organization title. But if you guys have any questions or any input, please contact Puerto Rican Junior. Or you can contact Ms. B, and they will definitely address your issues or your suggestions. I can honestly say, whereas our goal is to please everybody, we understand from the bat that we know we cannot please everybody, but we're going to try to work with as many people and take as many suggestions as we can to make this happen and to make this work out for everybody. And, you know, at that point, I just want to say that the Motor City Mafia is a traveling racing team. So if you think you're bad, all you got to do is call Lil Tony or Puerto Rican Junior at this number. We also have chapters established all throughout the United States. I don't know if I said too much, but I'm pretty sure Puerto Rican Junior and Lil Tony can tell you guys more about that. So tracks, promoters, grudge races, if you want some action, all you have to do is just dial a number. Just reach out, and somebody will fill your order, and it's as simple as that. And even if you're doing something, if you have a racing team yourself, right, Clark's Off, and if you want the exposure, give us a call, and we'll be sending somebody to your track where you race at a grudge event to talk to you guys and go ahead and get it in and put you guys on the map. We are not about branding Clark's Off, and we're not about branding Motor City Mafia. We're about pushing those races. And on that note, I'm done. I do want to ask
you don't
what
watch your truck
talk.
In racist pits.
Say again?
Just don't park your truck in racist pits.
Don't park your what?
Didn't your truck get moved one year?
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. You guys enjoyed that shit. Hey, who's this kicking it with me? Hey, somebody videotaped it, too.
It's Dougie.
Hey, who is this right here? This guy, hold on, I know what it is.
Dougie.
This guy, yes, mm-hmm. This is, you said this is who?
Dougie.
Okay, I don't think, I can't put a face to the name, but yeah, I'm going to tell him myself. One year over in Macon National Dragway, I had parked at a grudge racer spot. So after they came from making their pass, my truck was over in their spot. So they politely jacked my truck up and just slid it over a little bit so they can get their car back in the position that it was in. And you know, hell, I'm a good sport, man. It's all good.
I'm the one that jacked it up and moved it.
And what's your name again?
Doug, man.
My name is Lock In.
Your name is
Lock In.
All right, Lock In.
Super
Dougie.
That's super, super duper Dougie.
What's happening, Dougie? What's going on? Yeah, you rotten motherfucker. You jacking my shit up, slapping my shit up.
Hey, it's time to end all the happiness and all that shit. Let's move the show on to the next phase. Who wants to race? I mean, ain't that what this is about?
There you go. All right, there you go. There you go.
We opening.
Somebody's wanting to race. Where's all the shit talking? I'm trying to pass my drive.
We opening up the mic, so
them all up.
Come on with it. Y'all can do what y'all do.
The first person that comes on talking about, I just called to say what's up, Junior. Man, cut them right off. We want some live shit. Where's Three Log at? Somebody skins anyone to get this party started.
Well, I mean, y'all hear it. I guess Junior's nuts are hot, so he's looking for somebody to cool him off for him.
Yeah, he prefer what's his, a little Boosie.
Let's them all back together. I'm trying to ground on Facebook. He's coming along.
Okay.
You got somebody with a lot of background noise there, man. If you on speaker, take it off the speaker, please.
Amen. What's happening, Dougie? Say something stupid.
Hey, man, I'm trying to find some snow. All this shit melted up here.
Man, quiet down. That ain't for this show, man. Damn. Anyway.
Hey, Slouch.
Yo, what's up?
Go ahead, go through them, brother.
Hey, G, I think you get on the mic and scare everybody. They don't want to say shit. Dog world.
Man. Where's guy?
Now he gone.
Hey, Junior.
Going great down the last few weeks.
Hey, Junior.
What's
up? Warrior or, I don't know, cartoon character. Who's better than Godzilla?
Who's what?
Who's better than Godzilla?
I don't know, man.
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
That's right. Hello, is anybody out there?
Hell no.
My God.
Dog say they muted his mic, man. Dog say y'all
man,
muted his mic.
Good, they needed to.
They
bring
needed
him back
to
on.
Them.
Fuck it, he's a lot more fun. I like him. Bring him back on.
Find dog and unmute his mic.
Dog mic is open.
I got about 5 hours to pass. So.
Hey, Junior, I think people realize it's Sunday.
That's right.
Hey, Junior, did you and Wick ever get a lock in for my theory?
I didn't hear another word about it.
Hell no. Wick,
nah,
Wick, find out who you trying to put him on. Wick don't want that trouble. Shit, you think Wick been smoking that shit? Wick got good sense. We don't want that goddamn trouble. Well, they had muted my goddamn mic. They know I got a show. I don't keep them no noise on nobody's show. I know not to be on no speakerphone or keeping them no noise on no show. They muted my mic, so I just went to sleep on them.
What night's your show?
Man, we got so many damn shows. I got a show on Monday and Tuesday. My main show is on Tuesday, though. Tuesday at 6 o'clock. But anyway, it's so many goddamn shows now, I can't even keep up with them. I had a piece of paper, I wrote out everybody's number. I got so many damn names on there now, I ran out, my ink pen ran out.
Well, dog, you got the main show, that's all that matters.
Now, I ain't going to say that, though. I did have it, but shit, I'm finna shut mine down because it's too damn many. I used to stay up every night to listen to all of them. I ain't got that many damn hours in the day to listen to all these goddamn shows.
Well, that was
Biz on there too? That Biz,
yeah.
You can't even stay up this damn late.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the one and
that
only.
That don't even sound like Biz, man.
Yeah, okay, well, ask me a question then.
when you ever get your car ready?
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Why was Little
Junior so slow?
You got a cock in your mouth. I can't hear you. What you say?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know you ain't talking to me, Sissy. I know that.
Yeah.
I know you ain't talking. I got spurred out right now.
Who referred to beer? Who asked me the question? I heard.
Oh, y'all got a gig. It was Chemo.
Yeah, okay. Now, Chemo, no. Me and Chemo don't play sex games. Now, what was you going to say, Chemo? I didn't hear you.
I was going to ask you how fast
Luke go. Somebody keep pressing the button, man. How fast who?
Little Junior was a crab.
Hey, Dougie. Would they let you drive
yeah.
another car? They going to let you drive another car, Dougie?
Who won't let me?
That's Junior talking to you.
Oh, I thought that was Dougie. A thousand pardons, Dougie. Hey, Junior.
Hell no, ain't letting Dougie drive nothing.
I know, I heard. But, Junior, I just got a text from DJ Grant. He said you can lock in with live action. Since you didn't want to lock something in.
For the house of hook?
Excuse me?
Let's do it. For Mike Hildreth?
You want to lock in live action at Jackson?
Yeah, I'll lock in live.
Okay,
Hildreth.
I got your phone
That's
number.
I cannot lock
in live action.
Listen,
I have nothing to do
listen,
with that.
I told you this two weeks ago.
Hold on,
hey,
I can get live action on the phone.
You were supposed to call me the next day. You're working out.
No. DJ Grant was supposed
to
call you.
Two weeks ago.
No, DJ Grant was supposed to call you, not me.
Tell DJ to come out from under your skirt. He was supposed to call us 2 weeks ago. We ain't heard a peep.
Let me let you.
Hey, Regulator Reason, got to be raising all the hell tonight. Regulator Reason chasing everybody. They must have really seen some pretty numbers down there.
I don't give a fuck. I told you. Don't even tell me who. I don't even need to hear a car name. Bring it on what I said and lock it in.
Hold on. There you go, Junior. They don't nobody down south run a 229. They run a 29.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Now you go skip it. Now if you go skip it, you won already.
They don't tell you what. Last I knew, I do. Let's tell them to put a 28 on then. I don't give a shit. Maybe a 26 anytime. Let me see if I can get live action on the phone. Whatever. Tell live action to put their 315s on and come to Mike Hill's race and let's lock in. It's that simple. We just want to race, man.
No, Junior, you don't want to race if you're telling them what side to put on. Hold on, Junior. We're going to be gorillas.
Listen, nobody should even call and accept the call out when I made it perfectly clear. Hold on, live action on the phone right now. Please put your phones on mute if you're not talking. Mike Hill's ready.
Regulator, Skinny Man, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, Regulator and Skinny Man, y'all on the phone. Go ahead.
What's up, man?
Oh, I can't tell it.
You coming to Mike Hill's race? You want to do something? We're coming to Mike Hill's race on the 8th, and we're trying to lock something in. You can wear your 315s. I'll be on a true 29 or equivalent. 315, true 10-inch, 29. Let's lock it in.
Yeah? Yeah, I won't be at that race.
All right, no said, no big deal. When we see each other, there'll be no problem.
All right, race, it's that simple.
No said, that's all. We just want to race. It ain't that hard to understand. And the same thing crazy, you know what I mean?
I said what car?
What my car? That turd.
What car is that?
You see that black Mustang, what? Regulated racing, Pro Charge car.
Yeah, the Pro Charge car.
Hold on. Skinny Man, this is, I don't know if you were watching the live feed yesterday, but to know the car he ran, David Floyd, Showtime yesterday. Both of them blew the tires off. It was a good
one. I know what car it is.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, no wheelie bars, a true 10-inch tire, no W. I don't even care if it's a 28W, just no 29. Does this real simple, same rules. It's Matt's well familiar with the rules we race with in the north up here. It's real simple, no wheelie bars. I don't care about anything else as long as it's not a class car. Real simple.
Yeah,
no,
all I got is 315s or 28s. That's all I got.
All
right, well, come on your 315.
Well, that's cool, yeah, 315, 29W. What's the difference?
I said, what's the difference, a
315
or
a 29W? Enough said, bro. We see each other at the track. Just come see me.
No,
maybe we can work something out. Maybe we can. Them tips are real easy. The difference is that that's how I race. I raced on a 315 for many years. I know it's a badass tire on the right track. It's no comparison overall to a W on the tracks we run on. And I'm not racing W, a 29W. It's just put a true 29 inside. You know what I mean? Is that too much to ask? I'm not asking you to take your 315 off. I'm not trying to run a W against your 28. I don't care. You know what I mean? It's that simple. Real easy steps.
I like old class race to me.
Hey, Junior.
I got a car coming out.
Hey, Junior. I got a.
Yes, sir.
Give me a few minutes. I got a car over there. I'll race you with on 275.
You going to, I'm trying to lock in races for Mike Hill's race, bro. If you're not going to be there,
No, I'm talking about Mike Hill's race. I ain't going to have my car there, but I got a buddy of mine that got a grudge car. And we can do something on a 275 or 28 over there. So give me a few minutes.
Well, you know what I'm
going to
be on.
Stock suspension. 315, 275,
yep.
Same damn thing.
Yep.
You know, if you got radios, it automatically speeds you up for 210. So, you know, you got to maybe 210 faster than the radio. It's a magical tire. You know, you
just
radio
make the call.
All of a sudden, you haul ass.
just make the call.
I like you getting nervous there. Like you want to go class racing and you want to do all that specials.
I don't even know what that word means, bro. You obviously don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You'll understand when this year's over.
Listen, Junior.
I got another car coming out too, and then tire won't be. You know what I mean? We won't have to worry about that shit. But right now, I got a stock suspension Mustang on a true 29-inch tire. If you got anything that sits, you know what I mean, like that, them steps are easy. Bring the same tire and no wheelie bars, and you got action. What's so hard to understand? 2 years ago, that's all everything was made up about. Now you got, you know what I mean? It's real simple. Quit trying to make it more complicated than it really is. If I catch you in a shootout, does that mean you're trying to go class racing? No, that ain't what that means, bro. Enough of the fancy talk, enough dancing around. Well, you know what I mean? We know what's happening. People ain't dumb. It's real simple. That's not too hard to ask. That's no bullying. That's nothing like that. I'm trying to
sound like you want everything your way. Good crying. You sound like a little girl.
It sounds like you're scared. And I'll show you who's scared. I don't give a fuck about that other shit. If you don't want to race under them steps, don't call in.
Hey, Junior.
All the shootouts are them steps. Yeah.
350. No, because the shootout's down here. They run 29W. But you know, a 315 is a 30-inch tall tire.
If I'm, listen, I'll make it even simpler. If I'm at the track and you got a W on your car, and you know what I mean, it's a turd, which most of them are, then we can work something out one more there. But as far as locking something in, my steps are real easy. Now, if we're at the same track, by all means, come see me and approach me with something different. All I can do is say no. Right now.
All right. Okay. Enough said. Enough said. We don't keep the show over with that. Okay. Okay.
Exactly.
All
right. That's real simple.
Y'all leave Junior alone before he take his ball and go home now. Y'all leave Junior alone.
No, listen, dog. It ain't like that, bro. This shit ain't that serious. You know what I mean? I got a bad
Hey, Junior. Before the year. You're going to have a bag or you're going to have a pumpkin head, one or the other.
Yeah.
So,
I'm
going to run him on a 215. Run your head to Holly Springs, Jim.
Yeah, Holly Springs, where I go, come
yeah,
see me, it
ain't
hard to figure out.
You can yada-yada-yada all the fuck you want. One thing about it, I ain't seen you do shit. I don't even know you.
Hey, Whit, they said earlier that you ran, that you ducked in the bushes. I didn't think that you did, but that's what I heard. They said that you ducked
in the
bushes.
Man, fuck regular. He's coming on a regular 29. He's coming a regular 29 or some bullshit. He can take that and stick it on his ass. I run W, 315, 275, run all of them motherfuckers. 28, all of them. He comes to Holland, I'm going to take that 315 and run for his ass.
Hey, Junior, you still on the phone?
I'm right here. Do
the slicks have to be black?
None of these fools scare me.
Hey, do the slicks have to be black, dude?
If you can't sit like me, kick rocks. Soon there'll be a car out that fits a bigger tire, and then we'll see how y'all feel. Now.
Skinny man, you still there, Skinny man?
I've been paying.
Let me clear my line. Skinny man, go.
What car Whit trying to race Junior with?
I didn't hear him trying to race Junior.
I'm calling my camp. With a W on it.
You
know, got a 29 W on it.
Turbo Kim in your campaign.
Nothing else to talk about. If you're calling just something that meets the steps, lock in. That simple. Why all the yip-yap? Man, that's just fucking the deal up. We don't need it. Don't talk to us.
Well,
that's that
bad
bullshit. Bring some to the fucking line. No, let's race.
Dog, where your car? Where your Camaro at, dog?
Like the same way your Mustang at.
No, my Mustang running. It's in the garage.
The Camaro running too. We running the same way.
I see everybody. That whip. We're going to do that King Kong juice, that candy crush, that candy cane.
Yeah, y'all come to Holly Springs, I'll run y'all with candy cane.
Candy cane. Keep going to do a goddamn thing but ride that bicycle in the snow. That's all the fuck he's going to do,
man,
a black bicycle.
Look. Hey, dog, I will be in Mike Hill race with Sub-Zero.
If you hit Mike Hill race, whatever you set your big black ass in, you got the back tie, bitch.
I ain't setting in a motherfucking thing.
Well, shut the fuck up, then, let the grown men go.
Hey,
if you set Junior dumbass in there,
hey,
I'm going to go to his ass, too.
Listen, we're going to be at my heel, and I better not catch the predator down there.
Hey, if you set Junior dumbass in there, I'm going to his ass, too. Both of you dumb motherfuckers.
Well, he going to be in there. You got
Hello. I look forward to blowing dogs scared up. Yeah.
Hey, Junior, how old are you? I just want to make sure I don't take advantage of my old motherfucker.
You
I'm
are old,
grown, I promise you that, bro. Plenty of
time.
Oh,
you
no
my
kid here.
God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so...
Come get dog ass.
Hey, Junior.
Talk to
you
playing with
your
kid.
Hey, Junior.
What's up?
Did you raise more than, did you bridge any more than chemo last year?
Did I what?
Did you
bridge? If you
raise
one time, you
raise
more than chemo.
I can't hear a word with dog talk. Did I grudge race?
What? Did you grudge race more than chemo?
It don't matter.
Bless my boy. We're on the same team. What do you mean?
I graduated. How many cars did you charge
the question, yeah, he did.
Hey, Whit, if he raised one time, he raised more than chemo, faggot ass.
Okay.
I just three graduations with chemo ass, and a couple more attempted.
Hey, listen.
How many races did you win
this year?
Two. Oh, this year five. I won five this year.
Chemo.
How many did you run? How many you done ran?
Three.
He ran
punk motherfucker.
Two.
I done won five this year. Five.
And you raised how many times?
I won more than you.
And I raised five times. And I won all of them, bitch. And I run all of them, bitch.
Yeah. Asshole blew out all year with
Hey, Junior.
That was last year. That was last year, fag boy. That was last year, fag boy.
Hey, Junior.
What's up?
Y'all planning on coming to Holly Springs this year?
I don't know where. I know I'm going to Tone's first race. I know I'm going to Michael's race, dog. I've just been gone from home 9 days. I'm not thinking no further than that, bro. You know what I mean? I can tell you I won't be going back to Lights Out to race. Now I'm coming to my, I'm one of them. Yeah, exactly. I'll be there for sure. And shoot you without a doubt.
Hey, Junior, come on down to Mike here, Ray. We put butter on your ass before we fuck you. We're going to put some butter on your ass before we fuck you.
Just make sure you got lipstick on.
If you got lipstick on, if you got all your teeth, we're going to kiss you in the fucking mouth, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, pray you find something to strap your ass in, boy.
Hey, Junior, I can't wait. Vince told me that day that you was a... Vince told me you wasn't going for shit on the ground.
Pretty much a joke. Hello, what happened? Everyone hang up?
No, we still here.
You ain't talking about shit.
Huh?
I must be making it too simple. I must have to dance around, you know, talk a bunch of shit.
No, bro. Hey, Junior.
You know what I mean?
Junior.
God, we just want to race, man.
Junior,
we do this shit just like you guys do. We love it.
Hey, Junior, when you come to the track down here in March, you're going to get action, bro. Believe me. They will not send you nothing, but I'll give you some action.
Hey, y'all
got
the background noise, man.
You know what I mean?
We can't
wait to go down to
Mike Hill's
race.
How?
We are coming. A bunch of
okay,
us.
Well, and believe me, you're going to get action.
Hey, stop it, Junior. You got too much background noise and echoing, man. Can't nobody hardly hear shit.
Not me. That ain't me, bro.
No, I
ain't
saying
nothing to my phone but me. Oh.
I was rooting for them. I like their relationship, but I'm like, my goodness.
God damn, somebody in a relationship. Biff, touch your mic, man.
Hey, I'm at home by myself. No. That ain't me, buddy. I'm watching the NFL Combine.
That got to be with Mike Oakley. God damn, Wick.
Hey, Junior, you gonna get some more action from Showtime?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's
he don't
want to
be.
No help with that, right?
Want that, bitch.
That's a real easy deal. Like, what's that?
You don't want that. You don't want that action. By the time you get that action, you're going to be on the side. We got to get some goddamn gas money to get the truck back home.
Listen, dog. If we both make the trip, it's over, bro. I promise you that. That's a big deal.
Hey, you made the trip last time. You just made it behind, motherfucker.
You're going to have a whole new understanding of what the fuck's going on.
I have four passes on
275s then. And wasn't afraid to engage.
Hey, Junior, you made the trip the other day. You just was behind.
No, I got gaps.
You made the trip, and motherfucker. You just got your asshole blown out.
No, I'm talking. Okay, yeah. Dog, I pray someday you get something fast, because I'll smack you around like a funky bird.
Hey, from what I seen you did the other day, I don't need nothing fast. I could unhook my fucking tow truck and I ran that bullshit.
And I'm gonna fucking leave first on your old Jerritol tanking ass. I promise you that.
Hey, you left first yesterday, but you ended up last, goddammit, and I thought I was lighter.
Show me.
I thought you said your throat was sore.
What'd you do last weekend? Sit on your couch?
Last week I had one race, so it was a little bit of race, but I did win, though.
Yeah.
But you got a sore throat. You got to quit swallowing them dicks. You wouldn't have a sore throat.
You know what I mean? I made more of an effort than you make all year to get to this race, and we'll be supporting many more. I pray that
you did
one of them in something.
I said
I made more of an effort to race this weekend than you did, that's for sure.
Man, I go to a race 3 times a week. I don't know the fuck you talking about. You made one fucking race and you ain't did. You got your asshole blown out.
Hey, listen, you know what's funny is every time I went down the track, I approached the other person. Let's bet. Let's do something. I had one taker. Understand me?
You got your ass blown out when you got that ticket. And you got your asshole blown.
Yes, sir. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Unfortunately, that's how it goes sometimes. But you know what? I was out doing it. And I have no doubt whatsoever. I had the baddest horse in the stable there, I promise. I'm going to show you guys. You'll see 4 passes on 275s, and we weren't scared.
Hey, Junior, can I ask you a question, Junior?
No, you can't.
I'm
going to
ask you one any motherfucker with all that shit you're talking. How many races you done won this year? You ain't won a goddamn thing. You made 3 passes for nothing, and then you're on the 4th pass, you got your asshole.
I won 4 out of 5. How many you won this year?
I won 5 out of 5, dickhead.
Yeah, we'll bring whatever you're winning with and see if you can make that 6 at my kills race. Clown, you know enough people. What the fuck is the holdout? All that shit you're talking.
Hey, Junior, just get your motherfucking country talking ass down here. I'll show you, motherfucker. Like I told you, we're going to spread some butter on your ass before we fuck you.
It's an open invitation. Yeah. Listen, bro, enough talk. You ain't scared of me, bro. I ain't scared of nothing. All that talk and trying to bully him, son, I'm the bully in this motherfucker. Come to me trying to bully you, you'll see. You think I'm some little punk you're talking to, some little sucker? I'm racing my whole life. I put on this earth to drive a
small car.
You can't out-talk me. You can't out-think me. You can't
out-drive
me. You can't out-back. You cannot do nothing. Just sit on your couch and talk shit like you do down there and let everyone think that you're something.
Goddamn motherfucking couch. I sit on the goddamn floor. We ain't got no fucking couch.
Not bad. Keep talking. Let someone else talk for a minute now. I want you back. No, I want you gone. Be gone. Mute him. Mute his old ass again. My wife's sitting next to me going, what in the hell is going on? You tell that motherfucker to be gone. Be gone. His whole fucking slow ass. I'm only 43 and probably made 3 times the last his old ass made. I do this shit.
You muted his mic for real?
Yeah, I did.
the motherfucker ain't talking about nothing. What the fuck I keep talking to a dumbass? Just like you, Kimo, you a dumb motherfucker. I don't know why I keep talking to your stupid ass.
Keep talking circles, trying to be funny. Yeah, you make, you're good for a good laugh. That's about it. But you ain't talking about shit.
I can't
wait.
You can't talk that motherfucker, huh?
Hey, I can't even talk right now. I've been gone 9 days, been up for 3 straight, got a sore throat, in front of my wife and kids. I'm trying to keep it tame. He can't even rap with me. He can't dance with me. He can't do nothing. I mean, he's better than me and nothing. Now. No. No.
Oh, okay. Oh, you just shut up.
Man, there's so much goddamn noise. I can't understand shit he's saying. When Junior sound like he got a dick in his mouth, I can't understand what the fuck he's saying.
Hey, Junior, you do dog like King Arthur, going.
Man, he ain't shit. He ain't shit, Jim. He's a good time, that's all. He ain't no threat in this game. That's for sure, not to me. I ain't got to, you know what I mean? I'll blow his shit out just as fast as anyone else. Pull up to the line and see. We'll see who the, you know what I mean? That's how that'll go. But
can somebody translate what that dumb motherfucker just said?
You know exactly what I said. That's why you felt that you needed to speak up right there, because you're like, God damn, this motherfucker here. Like, ooh, let me say something. Maybe take a little attention away from how right he really is. Fantastic. Should have been a politician. Unless you got something
shut up,
great.
Bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, slow bitch.
Is your car ready? You already said it wasn't. Mute his ass again. I can't wait till your show Tuesday night. I'm going to tear that motherfucker up.
I got one on Monday, too. Come on that Monday, you dumb
show.
Bitch. Then you can...
Whoa, no, I ain't boy. Yep. I'll be at my
hey,
kill
I thought
grade,
you had
bro.
A sore throat,
no,
Junior.
Sorry.
I thought you said your throat was sore. You done stop swallowing that cum?
It is. No, here we go. So is that all you got there? I'm a little punk. And it don't have to go there. When you ain't got no place else to go, is that what you do? Because I ain't the one, bro. I'm keeping it clean. I ain't, you know what I mean? I ain't done nothing. Just keep it clean, bro. You ain't got nothing else there. You can't fuck with me or you're not witty enough. Stupid ass up. Let the men take care of business. Find me a fucking race. Show us what you're worth.
Dog.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen you.
Hey, don't you know the, if you keep talking to a dummy, you're going
to
be just as dumb as he is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Come
hey,
on,
hey,
son.
Dog,
one more time, come up with something better.
So I bet
you're
losing.
People are hanging up. I try keeping it clean, you know what I mean? I, if that's all you got to resort to, so I'll just come see me in person. We can finish this talk there. You keep it clean, I keep it clean. That's real simple. You know what I mean? Just those your yeah, boy. I honestly thought you had a little, you know what I mean? You had a little more than that. Just hang up. We'll try it again next week. We'll give you a pass this week. It's late. You know what I mean? You're done. You ain't got shit to drive. We understand, bro. We'll let you slide this week. Don't ever do that shit in person. Not when I keep it clean. bitches and hoes and shit, that's just a, I mean, a sign of weakness. People see through that shit a mile away.
Will DJ Grantham be down at Turbo Tim at, what's the call race? Mike Gilray?
As far as I know, his car ain't done.
No, I'm talking about Turbo Tim car.
Oh. Don't know. It's okay, dog. You still out there, bro? Don't feel bad. It's all right, man. We give you a pass.
I appreciate it,
man. We'll still break track with you when we get down there.
I appreciate it, Dickhead.
You understand when the year's over. Stop by the trailer, have a drink, grab a sandwich or something. We'll be racing. Or trying to.
God damn. DJ Grant. Bill.
Just a couple other ones. I can ask them what's better.
Hello.
Did everybody drop off? They scared you, regulator.
That's why I stay quiet for the first half. Just listen.
Hey, I posted something to your Facebook that something you're going to do the dog.
That old motherfucker, he's all right, man. He can't help it.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
what are you going to
do?
Get on your knees and give me some head? Hey, Junior, you going to give me some head?
Yo, for
no,
sure.
No, I
yeah,
told him
yeah,
I ain't going to blow your
mind
out.
Get that, bro. Come on by. Come on by. You get all that and then some. Just stop by. Check it out.
Hey man, just grab your wife's phone, man, and look at it, Junior.
What's that?
Just grab your wife's phone and look at it while you're on this one.
Man, I love this shit. Blows class racing out of the water. I don't even understand why they do that dumb shit anymore. Here I did that shit for many years. That shit's so fucking boring. I look back, everyone's all upset over the shootout this weekend. It was just an eye-opener, you know what I mean? It was like God taking me down there to show me I found the right path. I found my calling. It's time to rock with it. You know what I mean? Spend a little time. And, yeah, it was a good thing. It was a good experience. Exactly what I needed.
Mm-hmm. Fizz, where you at, baby? We got a nitrous car we're going to bring down there. We're going to play with Fizz and two cars.
Fizz got a hold of my
boy. Don't even know. Just wait till my boy gets his shit sorted out on 28th. My boy Kip and Chad, give them a big shout-out. You all in for a real treat when that blower car gets sorted out. you guys are going to be put 26 A5s on that thing, man. That's what everyone's going to change tire size again.
Hey, Primo. Yeah. Who that, Wick? Yeah, y'all coming to Holly Springs? You coming to Holly Springs? Sometime this year we're going to come over to Holly Springs. Yeah. Bring Big Mouth with you.
Rick, you know they goddamn scared. You know they ain't coming over no goddamn Holly Springs. You know they ain't coming.
Hey,
Mr.
Legendary, you done locked your everlasting motherfucking mind. We coming.
Hey,
Rick, first and foremost, Rick is not coming to no goddamn Holly Springs.
I'm racing more tracks than, man. Like you're going to scare us away trying to use reverse psychology. They ain't come, man. If we want to come, we're fucking coming, and we're going to do what the fuck we want to do. Now.
Those fuck-ass people are here.
They like to play that old shit. Just know if we're there, just come see us. We ain't hard to race. Call David Floyd. Call everyone else. We ain't hard to race. All that goofy shit. Chest pumping, they ain't coming. Shit, no, you fucking, you guys must think you're playing with some fish. We want to come, we're going to fucking come. And we're going to run, and it ain't going to be hard. You know what I mean? It ain't going to be all that hard. It's going to be real simple. And that's the end of it. We already made it perfectly clear. We don't know where we're going, but Mike Hill's race. Is that too soon? Is it too close for you guys? I mean, are we too fast? Are we scaring you? I mean, what the fuck? I thought Mike Hill's was, you know what I mean, the place to get all you. I thought that was the, man, look, now it's, man, come to Holly Springs 2 weeks ago. Would you come to Mike Hill's race? Yeah, motherfucker, we're coming. Now, oh, now, can you come to Holly Springs? Fuck, we'll worry about Holly Springs. Are you coming to Mike Hill's race? Because that's where we'll be next, and that's all that fucking matters.
Right.
I'll let somebody else take over, you know what I mean?
I've got that old dumbass Junior fired up, and y'all must get him some goddamn go juice or something.
Coming to Disneyland? Hey, are you going to be at Milan next weekend? Motherfucker.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I didn't know the motherfucker until today. Shit, you still don't know that dumb son of a bitch. Don't he sound like he got some shit in his mouth when he talk?
Well,
here
what
we
about
go.
He keep fucking.
Come
he
show
keep
me.
He fucking with me. He gonna get some shit in his mouth. He gonna get some shit in his hand too.
Mm-hmm. Show me.
Man, on March 8th, on March 8th down
don't
at Mike Hill, he's gonna put some goddamn butt on his hands. Butt on his hands.
Right?
God damn.
What else
are we
gonna do
at
Mike Hill, right?
This is the one part of this shit I really don't understand. I'm trying to learn it, you know what I mean? I'm trying to understand why the wasted words, all the bullshit, and I do understand it's cowardism.
Hey, Junior, I want to ask you this. Can you understand this right here? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Fuck that bullshit you're talking about, a regular 29. When you come to Mike Hill Race, it's going to be a whole lot of W-tie cars there. So don't bring your stupid ass to Mike Hill Race to
well,
a regular fucking 29.
If I'm there,
I'm fucking ass at home.
But I'll see. We'll see when I get there. We'll see.
Oh,
no. That's the shit I'm talking about. Make me stay at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
I'll be there now. I already made it perfectly clear. I'm going to be there.
Jeez,
so,
we want your dumb ass to be like,
you
duck one
time. You ain't kidding.
Hey,
fresh money coming down. Come
look,
get it.
Take your regular 29 and stick it on and put your head between it.
No,
if the 315 is the same as a W, then take the W off and put a 315 on it. Remember earlier it was the same thing. What's the difference?
I got $100 for Kimo
to
even come. You know what I'm talking about? He's going to be there. That bitch ain't going nowhere. Pussy ass motherfucker.
Who ain't going nowhere? Dog, come in my deal, right? What are you talking to me?
I mean, you Kimo, you black motherfucker.
Dog, I'm going to tell you why I didn't come down to Florida. I had this guy back in off the road, man, Wednesday. I wasn't jumping on the flight to come down. I just got back from work. So I just said, fuck it, I was there. Actually, I had a room down there. But I decided not to. But for my kill race, I will be there. Nah.
We'll see you there.
Yeah. I'm coming down there to
you
do a little
quiz.
Hey, man, I broke out of jail last year. Hey, listen, I broke out of jail last year, Whit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, but after Chucky go to your ass, I'm going to go to your ass.
Mm. One thing about it, I ain't going to be scared.
Nah, me neither. Nah, we ain't scared at all. Don't be scared.
Once I gap Chucky, I gap you too.
I doubt it. I don't see you getting past Chucky.
Man, come on, man. You know better than that shit.
If that motherfucker don't gap Chucky, goddamn, we gonna close the track now.
Sure will.
Well, y'all might shut the bitch down.
Shit. If we can't beat Chucky, Chucky the fastest car y'all got up there. We gonna practice on his motherfucking ass.
Yep.
Chucky's gonna run a train to get back home.
Sure.
What he gonna be doing?
Shit.
Don't get me wrong, we ain't got nothing against Brian Day. We love Brian Day, but we gonna fuck him up. When y'all see how we fuck him up, y'all probably just gonna pack up and leave.
I don't think you are. Come see me when it's time to pack.
By the time the 60-foot, you'll know the race over with Brian Dave. You already know.
Well, I ain't going to put up no fuss about Brian Dave, but
Junior came way out of here, goddamn, to go way out of goddamn Vet Austin to get chain link.
But you know what, dog, would kill me with everybody? When motherfucker down there lose, when we come down there and lose. But when none of you cowards sitting next to David Flores.
Hey, y'all, every time y'all come out, you lose. They got new motherfuckers like routine, bitch. It's routine.
Yeah,
we got dumb motherfuckers like you to sit beside them.
Hey, you know what? And then you got motherfucker like you. I'll be scared of skinny man and them. But here go, this man say fuck. He raising everybody. Y'all still got shit to say.
Hey man, we shut y'all dumb ass up for that shit. You dumb motherfuckers. We just set you stupid asses up. Y'all fear for the open door every time.
Man, listen, man.
What they say about skinny man, dog?
Y'all won't sit on the side of it.
They want to get gap.
What is? Who? No, what's up? This
man,
who's still on my skinny man?
No. They scared of skinny man. We had him on the phone. They scared of skinny man.
Oh, okay.
Them motherfuckers ain't gonna budge. We call that.
Wait.
They ain't, them bitches ain't gonna budge with.
Dog, tell the truth. The man say he raised skinny man down there.
The what?
The man say he want. The man say he want them to be on regular 29.
Hey, tell Junior, don't nobody tell him how to go to the bathroom and take a shit. We don't, we don't tell him to go to the bathroom and piss. We don't tell him to squat like he used to do.
Hey,
he squat because he want to squat.
Dog, where's that motherfucking Camaro yours at? That's what we going to fuck up. Where's that Camaro yours?
I didn't say. That dog's a lot of dumb motherfucker, boy.
I can't hardly hear what you motherfuckers saying. You talk like you got a dick in your mouth.
Good motherfucker, because even if I was standing right next to you, you wouldn't understand, because he's about a dumb motherfucker.
Well, you ought to know, motherfucker.
Listen,
take a dumb motherfucker to talk to another dumb motherfucker.
I won't race a W tire. I said I'm not locking in.
Shut the fuck up, then, you bitch. You want to pick and choose? Go get in
the
class race. Shut the fuck up.
You trying to race nothing. Understand me? You shut the fuck up. What the fuck are you bringing to this show? But a big fucking
I'm gonna bring you another bag of dicks to suck on.
You ain't bringing shit.
I'm going to bring you another bag of dicks to suck on, and I'm going to bring Kimo a damn brand new bicycle.
Bring it. You bring it to me personally. Yeah. Now. Love said.
I might not even
grease
your ass
when
I go
in
your ass. I was going
to
wear rubber, but I might go up in you raw.
Yeah. No, don't. That's exactly what I want you to do, buddy. That'd be a real good time. I promise you. That'd be a real good time for your old ass, dog. You better keep with the racing to keep it clean like I do.
He's about racing them still. I'm talking about racing. I'm
still
talking your ass.
Still talking. You must be feeling real low tonight, huh?
Yeah, to be talking with you, you gotta point there. To be talking with you, I gotta be.
Yeah,
right?
You ain't kidding. So y'all just shut the fuck up.
I can't shut the fuck up.
Can't
shut the. Hey, I would tell you to shut the fuck up, but
I
didn't want you to bite my dick.
Yeah, you know. I hope you got all this in person.
My dick in your mouth.
I pray. Yeah. That's the least of your worries, chump. That's the least of your worries, chump. Wow. Wow, we can try that too. I'm open for anything. I'm pretty competitive.
Hold up, Junior. Let me talk to your girlfriend. Kimo.
Yeah.
I just thought about something. You asked me how many races I won with B's car last year. How many races did Junior win with your car last year? We won the same. I won two more than you did.
Well, that's just one car I drive, Biz. Whatever your old ass name is, your old raggedy motherfucker.
We talk grown men talking. We didn't ask your bitch ass to speak yet.
Yeah, no. Listen. Let me tell you something, bro.
I don't give a fuck how many cars you drive. I don't know why they let your dumb ass drive into this motherfucker.
Hey, listen. Me and you don't even need to talk anymore, tough guy. Understand? No, don't even come see me. We'll save all this for in person, dog.
All jokes aside, he ain't gonna play the bitch game. I play with you like that, dog.
Man,
I'm
gonna tell you right now.
I don't know what he's talking shit. I'm talking shit. I don't understand. When he get mad because I said what?
Man, I
Hey, listen, I respect everyone. Don't disrespect me. Honestly, I don't play that. I ain't called you out. I promise I don't play that. I ain't disrespect. We're keeping it nice and clean, Grace, and you go back and listen to the show.
Oh, shoot, man. Okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay,
I
okay, Junior, hold up, then. I didn't know you were getting mad about that. If that's the case, then don't talk to me because if you're going to be on this show talking
clean.
Shit, I'm going to talk shit. But if you don't want me to send it, the best thing you do is don't send it to me and I won't send it to you.
Well, right,
and then we can both keep it respectful.
I mean, you keep it clean, I'll talk shit all day long. I love
hey,
that.
You
yeah.
want to keep it clean, go to the goddamn Catholic Church, goddammit. This ain't no fucking
all
church.
All right, bro. All right. Well, just, you know what I mean? That's something we can talk about in person. That's all I'm saying. We can definitely have that talk, but that's just not the case with that shit. You know what I mean? Let's just do that in person. No, sir.
He ain't going to fuck with dog in person either.
Listen, if dog disrespects me, trust me, bro, he's getting disrespected. No,
hey, I ain't going to say shit to you. Don't say shit to me, so you ain't got to worry about it.
No,
like
said,
I said,
that's
don't,
what I said.
Don't,
no,
said. Don't be like no cabbage.
Beautiful.
Though. You can't be all head and no ass.
Beautiful. Yeah, see, that's all clean.
If you can't take this shit, you need to get the fuck off this radio show. Let Kimo talk about it. And then they'll tell you what the fuck we want to tell you.
We ain't, listen. We ain't,
all
listen.
That other shit. We ain't gonna get smoked with the dog. We keep it clean and that's that, all right? Because all
exactly.
that other shit, we ain't gonna have it. You ain't gonna have it. So it is what it is. And all that, he ain't gonna work. If you put your hands on it, you put our hands on it. So we gonna keep it just like that. And ain't no motherfucker on this song scared of nobody. I know not up here.
Hey, I'm scared to death of every bitch on the phone. But like I said, motherfucker, goddamn it, if you gonna bring it. I'm scared of every bitch on the phone.
We're going to keep it right. Let's just keep it racing. All the other shit.
That's all we want.
We and racing, we talk shit. If you motherfuckers can't take it, you both of you bitches
you
need to get the fuck off the phone. Both of y'all need to just get the fuck off the phone. We talk shit, man. Don't nobody come out and like, how you doing, buddy? How you doing, friend? Man, we talk shit. If you can't stand talking shit, get the fuck off the phone.
Listen. The other day when old boy come on here and say, he don't play all the bitch games,
if you don't want to talk shit, get the fuck off
right?
the phone.
He come on here, he say he don't play the bitch game. So
okay, he didn't tell me that. He didn't tell me that.
He didn't
tell me that.
Way earlier than... Listen, bro, I told you way earlier, 10 minutes in our conversation, man, talk all the shit. Well, let's just keep it clean. I said it
we
10 minutes in, you addressed it then.
We don't play the pro game. I mean, play the what? Anyhow, we're going to be at Mike Hill Racing. That's that, man.
Without a doubt. Man, we're looking to race.
Yeah. Well, we out, Junior. I'll call you in a few minutes.
All right, bro.
All right, bro.
All right.